Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Being in family, as always, we're glad to be back. Try to tell someone about a man named Jesus the Christ. So y'all give us a few minutes here. Among this, we name it the appetizer. I look at that like I do food. You know, when we go to a restaurant, we get an appetizer, a little beer, and we, you know, our big meal to come. I want to just give you a little appetizer today as a family. I've been praying that it'll stick with you. Let's take it, try to digest it. Just hoping, praying that it do some good. Service today to talk to some of the guys on the other line. Start talking about words. Told the guys, I say, brothers, the doctor has informed us that the body have 601 muscles, but also told they have 611 muscles. Which one is correct, I don't know, but we know it's over 600 muscles. If muscle in the body can be tamed, except one. But God Almighty has instructed us that the tongue is an untamable beast. Look what I said now. We cannot tame the tongue. Through Jesus the Christ, can contain tongue. Bible has instructed us that we'll say things it's not coming of a Christian. If we are trying to control it, we allow that tongue to get totally unruly. But if we take Christ and get him down in our heart, get us a relationship with him, he will help us, will guide us, give us what was all to be able to say the right things at the right time. I'm going to give you all something real quick here. I'm not going to hold you guys too long, and then we'll get on out of here. Listen to this, family. Listen to this. As I try to get back over here. Brother D in his truck, and he's trying to work off his phone right now. Look what the book of Ephesians says. The book of Ephesians, 4th chapter, 29 verse says, do not let any unwholesome talk. In other words, do not let any garbage. I'm going to try to make it as plain as I can. Don't let any garbage talk come out of your mouth. Only what is helpful for building others up, according to their needs, that it may benefit those who are listening. In other words, the appetizer that Brother Dog allows to have today, it gives me an opportunity, hopefully, to be able to say something that will help someone along the way. Amen? Amen. I hope and trust that just that little bit about the tongue today will help us that's out of control try to reel it back in. And those that have it somewhat together, it'll help us try to keep it together. Because God is truly coming back, family. He's wrapping this thing up. He's on his way back. Those that believe in him, keep believing. Those that don't, I really hope and pray that you'll find your way to him. Because when the Bible told us every knee must bow and every tongue truly will confess, whether we believe it or not, oh, it's true. And Brother D, going to let you go. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I want to invite you to come in tomorrow. We know that Blog Talk, Brother Dog has informed that Blog Talk is going away. We're going to try to do the best that we can with what we have up until, I believe, the 25th of the month of January. I'm going to try to give you as much as God can give us. So if you will, and the Lord is willing, and the Lord say so, if you will, come back tomorrow at the same appointed time, 5 o'clock. And either myself, Auntie Mary, or Bishop would truly have something for you from the 66. Amen? Amen. Brother Dog, back to you.
Appreciate it, brother. All right. All right, guys. As we said, man, this tomorrow is not promised to you. So, as usual, in my own saying, don't want to, the lines are full all of a sudden for some strange numbers, a whole lot of strange numbers. Anyway, I'm going to do a moment of silence, as always, for my brother Wheelchair. A moment of silence for my brother Wheelchair, please. Thank you.
Can I be honest?
Understood the song because you might not understood the words, but it says everything is all in God's plan. Everything is in God's plan. So God makes no mistakes. So whatever he deals with you, whatever he gets you, whatever you get from him, take it in stride, continue to believe in him, prayers, try to get closer and closer to the mighty good one, and just you have to go on with it. That being said, bad report coming up tonight. We got a half a bad report, not a full bad report. We had a little action this weekend over in Orangeburg, Trigger Man's birthday bash, and we had some pretty good racing going on over there. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So that being said, if anybody got anything they want to put out, anything they want to do, because next week we'll be going down to Florida. Might have to go down to Florida this weekend, but I don't know. There's Snowbird Nationals down there. You know, sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. But Florida, Bradenton, they racing this weekend. Next week, it'll be at No Guts, No Glory. So either way it go, one way or the other, I'll be in Florida. And the temperature's up in the 70s down there. It's in the 40s and 20s and 30s right here, boy. It's cold. So, okay, guys, hit the old one button if you got anything. The show is real full today with some strange numbers on there. I don't know what's going on. We got a lot of new numbers on there I ain't never seen before. So something must be going on, or some must think they're going to be going on. But old dog ain't going to. Old dog ain't finna get into it, but whatever y'all want to get into it, we can get into it. Though I'm trying to change my strategy, try to change my stride before I get out of here. What's going on, kid? What's going on, kid? What's going on, kid?
Willie dog, what's happening?
Hey man, I can't call it everything. A little football, a little racing, a little something of everything
going on.
Man. What's happening?
Now, my question to you is, what happened over there?
Oh, did I just tell y'all? What's happening? We was racing. That's what happened.
It was more went on
than
racing.
Well, whatever it is, I don't know nothing about it, kids. I don't know nothing
You don't know anything about it, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you know something about it, since you asked me about it, if you want to bring it up or if you want to say something about it, go ahead on. I don't know nothing about it.
What's with all the extracurricular activities that went on there? Somebody getting killed or whatever, and two teenagers getting shot and shit? I mean, was it worth it?
Shit, kid, I just told you. You just keep asking me the same thing. Like, you know more than I know, kid. I don't know, man. I don't know. But,
yep.
You know, we did see some certain things like that on Facebook, you know. But, you know, Facebook, you know, I'll let it stay like that. I don't know, kid. That's what I'm going to do. I plead the fifth.
No, okay.
Well, beside that part, if you don't want to elaborate on that part of it, kid, you got anything else you got to talk about?
No. It's going to look like it's going to be some good racing down there in Bradenton. You better try to make your way on down there.
Well, I might go, but I don't want to go, put it that way.
I hear you.
Because if I go down there this week, guess what, kid? I got to turn around and go back next week, too. I mean, I will do it if necessary, but if they don't call me on the phone and say they need me for that snowbird, I won't be going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I work the snowbirds. You know, sometimes I work that. That's not a That's not a steady thing for me, but, you know, sometime I go.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. They got a lot of heavy hitters, goddammit, and all they piling in the other day. I just got off a lot of feed and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got all the bad boys down, especially if you like, kid, that's just right for you. That's the big time racing and pro mars and all that. That's the kind of stuff
you
like,
yeah. Hell yeah, that's my thing. Shit.
And they said my boy,
like
Jay Cox,
like
he's coming out of retirement.
Yeah, he got the pumpkin going to be down there. Now, like I said, I give a fuck whether the motherfucker show his time or not. All I want to do is see two cars go down through there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jay Cox said he's coming out of retirement. Say, you know, he said his dad is getting old. Said his dad is getting old, and his dad said he wanted to let him go ahead and do his thing. So,
see a few more races and shit before he leave here or whatever.
Yeah,
Then you got Erica Enders going to be down there in the Pro Mod. Then you're going to have Antoine Brown going to be down there in the Pro Mod. So, God damn.
Yeah, they. Shit, it's like NHRA coming over this way then. Like everybody in NHRA coming over here.
If I had me a spare few dollars, goddammit, I'd try to be down there.
Now, kid, why do you think all them guys that was on the top, of racing, in like the NHRA and stuff like that, why you think they all coming over to sort of like down the Alva level now? Why all of a sudden you think they're coming over this way, kid?
Well, I guess it's something, you know, it's something that tickles their fancy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, is it tickling their fancy or is it tickling their pocket?
No, I doubt it's tickling their pockets. Because all them folks got big sponsors.
Like, what I mean, what I'm saying about this young kid, they paying more money over here than they do in the NHRA, though.
Basically, yeah. I could say that.
Yeah. Well, I see your boy, your 60-year-old friend just hit the phone. Yeah. We want to say happy birthday to old Leakin Leon.
Leon,
what's
that? Yeah, Leakin.
Yeah, goddamn it, Leakin. Leakin was goddamn over there dropping balls and shit all on his foot.
Yeah, I see that. I see they set him up good over there, boy.
I
saw a lot of love over there.
Yeah. Hey, dog, I invite a whole bunch of them, but they make their man up. They come, they don't. I don't like to tell you, you missed a good party. That's all I say. And I hope to
everybody. I'm going to look at it like this, Lincoln. You invited who you want to, but as long as your family and your close type real friends was there, that's all that counts, my brother. It seemed like it was now.
Yeah, it was nice. It was real nice. But, dog, I'm going to say something about what you were just talking about. I think a lot of them NHI races and them IHI races, the visit to the Grudge Fest, Grudge Events, the Mike Hill races, the Jamie races, and they be watching. And you trying to see how big this crowd is. And to me, it's just as much money being paid out over here as it is over there.
Right.
And you don't have to run so hard. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. That's what I think, Lincoln. I didn't want to say it, Lincoln, but that's what I think. I think they can come over here and have a bad day and it'll still be a good day over here with us. That's what I think now.
Mm-hmm. As right to lose money over there.
Kid, what you said about that, kid? Basically, what Lincoln's saying is, they can come over here and run half-ass and still do pretty damn good because they figure they got the advantage, you know, over here than they did over there. Kid.
Yeah, well, they can think all they want to, dog. You know, like I said, on any given day, any goddamn car can win.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but like the funny car, the dragsters, and the pro stock, what they getting paid, $100,000, $50,000? So, I mean, over here, you ain't got to make all the many rounds, and you ain't got
and you would have to get you a grudge race.
And the majority of these motherfuckers ain't gonna
run no motherfucker. They figure faster than
now. No, kid, the one when they did come over here now, just like when Antron or somebody went over here, I think the last couple of years, every time they went down, they got somebody to bet against them because they figured he wasn't gonna do shit. They was betting that money just like we do. They was betting that money, kid. So, you know, it might be, you know. Hey, you know, all they got to do is get them a good couple of good races on the side. They'd have made much money as they would have made if they had won the race over there.
Hey, dog, I seen some of them in my own eyes that I ain't never seen over there at Duck Race. I seen some over there in my own eyes that was at Mike Hill Race. I ain't never seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They looking. They see what's going on. They see the crowd. They looking at them saying. It's, to me, it's all about money. So we got to step over and see what we can do now. This has been around a long time, and it looks like they're growing, and we cutting. People's falling off.
Well, that's because every time one of us climb up the top, they try to pull us back down. Them guys over there working together. And he, like you said, Mike Hill racing and these racing down here, you'd be surprised who behind some of these guys that's coming out here racing. You'd be surprised by who behind them, man. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. So, they watching now. Don't think they ain't watching.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Speaking, where you at? That's you with that noise. Where you at, Leaking? You on the road or something?
I'm in the store, dog. I'm in the store, grab me the items and stuff, you know.
Let me see what my buddy's saying.
My bad.
I have all the noise on my line. Can you let us on the line? Now, Tim House just texted me. He said, dog, I have all the noise on my line. Listen to what he said, my kid. Dog, I have all the noise on my line. Can you let us on? The lines are full. So if you got all the damn noise on your phone, why in the hell they didn't call in then? Leaking from the north. He's from up north. Come on, Tim House. Y'all got to do better, man. Y'all got to do better. All you got to do is call. All you got to do is call. That's all you got to do. You can't tell me when somebody couldn't call and get on if y'all all on one line.
Oh, man.
So that's a bunch of bull to me. So, my, you know, that's all I got to say. You know, on money is the lines fill up. And if you can't get but five people on your line. Pajo, what the hell you want, Pajo? You better come in here with some good.
Yeah, I just
wanna, you've been slacking lately.
I just wanna touch on something Leakin Leon was saying. Like Mike Hill,
come on, players. Yeah.
Leakin, go on
mute till you talk, Leakin. You got all too much noise back there.
Dog, that's somebody else. Huh? I'm on mute, dog. I'm on mute. That's somebody else. I'm on mute.
Well, they on your line, Leakin. Tell them to go on.
Okay. Hold on. I know who it is. Hey, get him out of there.
Yeah.
He gone. Ain't nobody on my line but me now.
Oh, man.
Let me see. Yep.
He gone. Don't worry about it.
Let me.
He ain't getting back neither.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, I don't mind him on here. If you was making noise, I don't mind that if you talking. But if you ain't saying that, I don't know why you got to have all that damn noise. That, you know, when you talking,
yeah,
I can understand if you in this show, you know. Yeah. That's all we have.
I told him I'm going on. I'm going in.
Yeah, let
be okay.
Tim House, I still hear somebody on there. Listening. Let me see. Can I get Tim House on there? What up, Flop? Flop your mic on.
Hey, dog, I got all the noise on my line, man, and I can't get rid of that noise you hear in the background. But Tim House, stinking ass, wants somebody
damn
to do him a fucking favor. Let him call in. If he wasn't over there hobnobbing and lying with us, he could get him a line.
I'm going to give him one shot. Because he earned it from way back in the day. I'm going to give him a shot.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him and get him.
Yeah, he grandfathered in. Your grandfather,
yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Yeah. There you are. All right, House, you done got your one grand. Your grandfather in one. You got it. You own.
Thank you, sir.
Now, you ain't got to thank me. You earned it, Tim. You earned it. But now, okay, Flop, you own. Pajo, you own. Y'all got something to say. Now, Tim, you got the whole North on. What the whole North got to talk about?
Well, they was all on my line a few seconds ago, then. They started splitting up, I guess. I don't know what just happened. So that's why I was calling, because they said we can't. Everybody kept saying they couldn't get on. Stokey couldn't get on. I couldn't get on. Flop said he couldn't get on. Everybody was saying they couldn't get on.
Man, quit putting my name in anything.
Somebody lying.
Please.
Somebody lying. Come Flop on here.
Oh, yeah, he on here now.
So y'all found a buyer for Mylan yet, Tim House?
Not that I know. I don't get into it. Whoever owned it, they own it as long as they,
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Tim House lying, man. I heard him earlier today say he hope don't nobody buy Mylan and all the grass grow up so he can go out there and deer hunt on the land.
Oh, okay.
They ain't got to do that. Deer be out there all the time. That's why I be wanting them to turn the lights on out there. Can't be have them deer be right there at the end of the track.
Yeah, well, they always been out there. Shit, that ain't the first time.
That's what I try to tell them. That's why I said turn the light on. Possums and raccoons be running across the track. Turn the lights on down there, man.
Well, technically they say it was up for sale, but they said they, you know, that they still ain't planning on closing it yet, but they are trying to sell it. And from what I understand, they said they done put a whole lot of money upgrading it. So my thing is, somebody is ain't smart. If you spend all that money to upgrade it, why would you do all that and then turn around and sell it as soon as you get it upgraded? That's what I don't understand. I mean, is it? But I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, so I can't really speak on stuff that I don't know, because it's just them folks' money. They don't, they already spend it and try to make it the way it is. I don't know.
Somebody them found something and they don't like it, so they go invest. They put it up for sale again, so it keep bouncing around. Something got to be wrong somewhere in that.
There you go, Lee.
Something going on, Lee.
That's right. That's what I said.
I know a buyer.
All you got to do, if you need to know what's really going on, call Telephone, Telegraph, Telejunior. Junior know everything.
Flop don't know. Oh, Junior or Flop? I mean, not Flop. I mean, Pipe.
Junior
Pine.
On
I
this
thought you were going to say Pine.
No, Junior on this one. He know everything.
I know a buyer, Tim House.
He go with
Amazon.
Come on.
Amazon to buy it.
Oh, Lord, that, I told you. Did I tell you? All right. We got a full show, y'all. Y'all ain't got nothing to talk about? Come on with it. Sorry-ass game on tonight. That sorry-ass football game on tonight. Nobody want to see that shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Cleveland Denver.
I want to see famous
Jameis
speak, man.
Jameis Winston? He been doing pretty good the last couple of games. I mean, shit, they ain't going nowhere. Shit, they going to be just like me and you. They going to be at home watching it on the couch.
Oh, man, not the couch potato.
Well, all them Detroit boys, that's in Detroit doing pretty good. Philadelphia going to knock the legs from under them. I think Flock got beat by 1 or 2 points.
Hold on, dog. I didn't like that. I didn't like how you said that. Doing pretty good. They the best. They the baddest out there. 11-1. They ain't nobody
on,
like
11-1.
So
what's Kansas City record? What's Kansas City record?
Follow with.
That, go back when they get to the playoffs. When they get to the playoffs, that don't mean shit.
When the even the what they call the commentator said, now we got injuries. But guess what? Before that, they said they ain't no offense like the Detroit Lions. They the baddest. They the well-roundest team in the NFL. Because their defense is
right.
Rough.
Hold
the offense
up, hold
is
up,
rough.
Hold up, Tim House. The broadcasters just like me, you, Flop, Pie, Joe, Kid. They just like you and the weatherman. All of us just alike. We just talking. We don't know what the hell going to happen. And I'm going to say like this. This is what I'm going to say. If Detroit, unless Detroit will probably get a bye the first round, but after that, the first game they play, they gone.
Oh, man.
I don't like when you put you, Flop, and all that. We know Flop a lie, so that ain't the issue. But go ahead.
I notice Flop don't really be at you. You be picking on Flop. I think you lack for Flop to mess with you.
Oh, man, I'm throwing rocks behind his hand.
I know he cusses you out, but I notice you seem to always tempt him to cuss you out. Like you be getting off on him cussing you out.
Oh, man, Tim House throwing rocks behind his hand.
No, he ain't hiding his hand. He ain't hiding his hand, kid.
Hey, kid.
Yeah, what up, Flop?
Uh-oh, he
comes. And guess what I'm throwing, kid?
What's that, Flop?
Hiding it in his booty with his punk ass.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Not the booty bandit.
Thank you very much.
Hey, dog, I agree with you. Detroit is not going to win no Super Bowl.
They ain't going to even make
Why?
It Super Bowl.
They're winning everything else. They have played everybody that you guys say they couldn't win.
$100 bet. Detroit will not win the Super Bowl.
Shit, I got
$100 bet.
Hold on.
That's what I
want
to hear.
They
ain't even
going to
make it.
Is this somewhat the scenario like the 44 class? Detroit the baddest. And after whoever wins the Super Bowl,
They don't be forgotten about.
Well,
last year, I went there and flopped somehow.
Flop said somebody go up in Tim House booted. Now, Flop, if you go up in Tim House booted, which one of y'all gay? Or which one? Or is both of y'all gay?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, dog. It ain't but one thing for certain. If I go in Tim House's ass, that means I'm going to be just as stinking as his big stinking ass.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, how much?
Damn, Tim. Tim, why did they say
hey, you heard when Cowboy was on his ass that time, told him he's scared of water, he don't bathe.
Oh, man.
Hey, I don't know who it is breathing hard in the phone, though, but put your phone on mute with that hard-ass breathing.
I hear
breathing.
Probably Tim House. Probably Tim House.
Flop, what you trying to say?
Wait a minute, what I want to hear, dog. He want to come on talking about what Cowboy did to me. But he don't want to say what I did to Cowboy. See, one-sided. Flip-flopping all. I didn't care nothing about no Cowboy.
But I'm fair, though, Tim. Hey, Tim, I'm one-sided, but I'm fair. And you don't say shit to Willie Dog when he said he one-sided but fair.
Flop. Flop.
Fuck, why you got to get on me, Flop?
Flop,
I ain't getting on you, dog. I'm just showing Tim House he's a coward. He won't
Flop, is you, trying to set,
to
is you trying to set Tim House like Moses? He can part the water.
Man, the only thing Tim can part is a goddamn bologna sandwich to put extra toppings on it.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Now, I didn't want to bring up this old shit, Flop. I didn't want to bring up this old shit because it's old shit. I don't know if it was Tate was drinking or whatever, but Tate and Ryan was on the back line. They told God doggone my color commentator ass out of a new asshole. They told goddamn A-Train ass up. And Tate, like I said, maybe he was drinking, but he wasn't drunk. But he said, if anybody get out of line, he might go to No Guts, No Glory. Now, they ain't but a week away now.
Ooh-wee! I like that.
He said he might go to, he said he might go to No Guts, No Glory.
I like
that. I still hear that back. And whoever got that background noise on your phone, I'm going to tell you, go ahead and get it off there. Because once I know who it is. And I'm asking
you
to control your phone. Yes,
sir. Dog.
Yes, sir.
Let me give you a warning real quick. Remember that guy that came on here last week and talked all this stuff? That I cussed out when they called my line. He just called me again, like I'm gonna let him in the show.
Oh man,
you ain't
talking
about
Red.
You ain't talking about Red.
Not Motor City
Red.
Now watch. If he get in, he said he didn't want to fight today, but I'm gonna see.
Motor City Red, man.
Yeah, that could be Flop Real son, depending on how old he is. Cause they kind of favor.
Oh, okay.
Hey dog. I promise you, I can send you a picture of him and my sister, and you'll say, "Goddamn, they brothers, so they twinging."
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Flop. that might be your real boy, depending on how old he is.
Hold a set of red.
He red with freckles just like you, man.
Mm-hmm.
But dog, if you I don't look nothing like. If you see my sister, that's why I be telling him he look like my sister when I be signifying with him. Be like, I done dealt with your kind before. Boy, I grew up.
Is that why you don't
kind.
Like him? Is that why you don't like him, Flock? Cause you
I like the hell out of my sister, dog. I like the hell out of my sister. Shit. I'm just telling him he got a lot of woman in him. If he look like my sister.
Oh man.
What's the vice versa, House?
I better not say that, dog. It might mess up the show.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's all right. Mess
don't
it up.
Say it.
You can mess it up. And
don't say it.
Say it, Tim.
If you say he look like your sister... Your sister could look like him, but like a man, not necessarily. You got to look like a woman.
Oh, man. Come on, Tim House. Come on,
hey,
Shepard.
Hey, Tim. Now, ain't nobody said nothing about that dope-smoking asshole you got over there in your house.
Lord,
I'm
going
to see. See? But you want to keep that under the wraps, nigga, and think don't nobody know
man.
About that motherfucker they said you got over there.
Not the vape a lot.
Now, see, I wish I would get. I should call Dre and get him on to tear your stinking ass up.
Hold on, ain't nobody at Tim House house with him and his wife. Now, who's smoking the dope, Flo?
That's a lie.
Uh-oh. Who else had his house?
Oh, shit. You wonder why them goddamn delivery trucks coming there every day. They ain't dropping off just FedEx packages. They dropping off their dick.
Oh man.
Long as they help pay this dog on car note, I'm all right.
But you said
man,
you
not
was rich.
Not
you,
the Bible House.
Well, I said, hey, dog, hold on.
Uh-huh.
I want dog to hear this for real. You've been around a long time, dog, and you know.
Uh-huh.
You've been seeing them come and go. You can't stop
uh-huh.
no woman if she want to give that cat away.
Not the kitty cat.
But one more thing, dog. And guess what? Older man told me, said, son, don't get upset about it because anything self-lubricating don't wear out. Don't worry about it.
Hey,
that's right.
Now,
that's right.
You right, because
right,
we can't stop you from sucking that dick when you want it in your mouth.
Oh,
you absolutely right.
Not the Johnsonville.
Oh, Jesus. Man.
Thank you very much, dog. I need some help.
The only time that pussy belongs
to
you
wonder,
is
when
you in
he
it.
How he wonder why he got put off the Pearl Show.
I think that baby boy.
Hey, Smart, we can't stop your gay ass neither. Why you keep speaking?
I like that.
Hey, hold on. Hey, dog.
Most of the
didn't I just warn you? Hey, dog. I got this bitch in shambles because I told him I was up in Detroit. And I told him, I said, if you think I don't know where you live, go out there and look at the taillight of your vehicle, motherfucker, and see I ain't hit an X on the motherfucker driver's side taillight.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what that nigga said? Know what he said, dog?
What
pussy motherfucker, you owe me a taillight. You owe me a goddamn taillight. They ain't want to jump on me.
Damn. Damn.
Better leave me alone.
My.
Well, y'all go ahead on.
Hey, dog.
Hey, I done noticed something too, though, dog. And I got to go there. It's typical of these motherfucking Michigan-ass niggas. They always want somebody to do something for them. Now, the one
oh,
nigga
man,
want
not
me to get him on the phone, Tim House called
uh-huh.
you sucking dick, want you to get him on. What that nigga going to do for his motherfucking self?
Not the catering business.
I always want somebody to do something for him.
The catering business.
Damn.
Now watch this, dog. Now I'm gonna show you how these guys be boot licking and flopping. Took his shoes and went and got his shined up. Cause you know he's
oh, man.
Now Skin can
not
come on
shine.
Here. Yeah, he can come on there and say whatever, don't do nothing, this. And he all right with it. Oh, yeah, Skin, what you think? Skin, yeah, Skin, what you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Skin, what you doing? Oh, yeah, that tastes good, Skin. And I said, I don't understand it, dog. Now, he one-sided.
Uh-huh.
He said he's fair. But he ain't fair. He don't do it with the Skin. Hold on, Tim. I want to hear what Skin got to say. I'm talking. He just
man.
Went all over me.
Hey, dog.
No, sure,
hey, dog, you want
hey,
me to tell
out.
You what this is really all about?
That motherfucker
oh, shit.
Be on my ass. You lie.
Hey, dog. Okay. Oh, let me show you something.
Hey,
dog,
you want me to tell you what this is all
you
about, dog?
Once a year?
I can
once
tell
a
you
year.
What this is all about. Because if
talk
you look
it.
Down on that goddamn board of yours, you're going to see my number. And ain't no motherfucking batter on my line. Some of the guys already know. Flop ain't going to put nobody on this line. And they accept it. But these Detroit motherfucking weasels, they get
uh-huh.
that. Click me in. Click me in. Stop putting. Now I'm going to put this dick in your motherfucking mouth.
Oh,
that's
what
I'm saying I'm going to put in.
Oh, shit.
Lord,
hey,
I'm
not the tonsil tester. If he's so one-sided, why Flop won't let me on his line in the dog show? Tim out.
Uh-oh.
He'll let you in. You just didn't ask in time.
You're a lying motherfucker.
Why everybody on Tim House? Man? Why everybody on Tim House?
Hey, dog. That motherfucker. Hey,
I'm going to tell you what he's doing, dog.
Hey, dog. He be over there sucking Mac dick on the goddamn show. He done started migrating down south. He didn't know we were listening
shit.
At him again today.
Oh,
they were hollering for Nakia, and Nakia wasn't on, but he over there lying to them people about his deer hunting skills. And Madman heard him. Madman kind of fucked it up for us, but Madman them heard every goddamn lie he was telling.
Oh, man.
Wait. Hey, Skin, what's Skin at? I need to ask Skin a question. What's Skin at?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, there you, there you.
Hey, Skin,
right
is you got a over? Is, yeah. Is Kamala Harris an overdrive car? Is that an overdrive car?
Yeah, it's overdrive.
What I'm saying is, these boys,
No.
The reason I asked was, they got an overdrive class down here. These overdrive boys down here be getting over, and they be bending that bag like a motherfucker down here with these overdrive. Do a Hellcat got an overdrive in it? These overdrive cars.
Yep.
Boy, they be
getting down. Yeah, all them cars got overdrive, but listen to what I'm
saying. Hellcat got an overdrive
I mean,
and an underdrive.
Listen to this, though, Willie Dog. First of all, I sold Kamala. But if I still had Kamala, ain't no fucking way I'd come down there. They too fast. The motherfucker too fast.
Okay.
Why you got to say that? Pump them all up.
No, that's telling the truth.
Hey,
ain't
Tim,
when
you get your fat, nasty ass out the way, out the way while I'm talking to Willie Dog.
You're being disrespectful,
get
Shorty.
Get your nasty ass out the way, man. Man,
Shorty,
he's
being disrespectful.
Man, ain't he messy.
I think
he nasty and messy all at the same time.
I think Tim Black is.
Oh, man, not the
green. Hey, Tim Out.
Yeah, what
up? Tim Out just bought a Genesis.
A Genesis?
He got an overdrive. He can get in that class.
Oh, man,
not
the Genesis.
He can get in that class. So they can beat the dog shit out of his stupid
And he got two power adders on it. He got a power. He got twin turbos on it.
Oh man, not the twins.
Sure do. Hey, Willie Dog.
Skin.
I ain't gonna
Let me ask
you. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me ask you. Let me ask you though, Skin. Why they too fast? Do they put extra shit on there or what? I mean, you know, I don't know. Whatever you tell me,
They got a whole bunch of shit done to their shit.
They done did more to that motherfucker than you done did
the
shit starter.
Hey, dog. Mm-hmm. Dog, I'll put it to you like this. Some of them motherfuckers, these so-called motherfuckers up here with race cars, them regular cars will beat the fuck out them. Beat the fuck out them up here.
Well,
I ain't
going to
tell you no lie.
Man.
Hey, do you know I could have spent the bag in Kamala Harris, and I probably still would have been in the running with them. But I probably wouldn't have been the fastest. I don't want none of that, Willie Dog. You know how many times Trigger Man told me? Trigger Man was going to get me up there one time. I said, shit, am I going to compete with them guys? I got to stop cops.
Right.
See, when you know what you've done to your shit, you know what it is. If you go buy a brand new Corvette right now, Willie Dog, and you put a tune on it, and you up there beating the fuck out them little local joker motherfuckers. You mean to tell me you going to go get in the overdrive thing and these motherfuckers got Mustang with twin turbos and all that
other
shit? Oh, man. Fast than a motherfucker. They 2 seconds faster
than
you.
And
where
shit?
You going?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that it's about 20 cars down there that's 2 seconds faster than Kamala. Why would I get in that shit?
Yeah.
I don't own none of it.
Yeah.
Got a point there,
son.
You know, hey, look. Frost tried to get me to come down there to Memphis. I said, I will not, actually. And you know, I ain't scared of the redhead devil. I said, I will not.
Right.
Because Flop, it ain't Flop business, but Flop don't know what's done to my car. See, they assuming that I've done a lot to the car. I just sold the car to the dealership. They can't tell no difference in the car. They can't tell I've done nothing to it.
I got to
the motherfucker. So,
I appreciate that.
I like what you said. But let me tell you something else, though, Willie Dog, because I can let you in a little further on it. It's just like when you say, no, I'm not running him. I'm not in his zip code. I'm not in his zip code.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Motherfucker,
yeah.
Ryan draw on you when shit started. You like, I ain't in your zip code. But if I was, I'd slap the shit out you. I'd heard you say that 19 million times.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Including everybody.
You know, Shine down in Memphis.
Look, right, I can't fuck with him no kind of way with that Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
No kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, okay, he can give me 20 to break. I don't want it. I don't want 20 to leave. I don't want it. So what the fuck I look like getting in that?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. B tried that dumbass shit. Fly, no. Mr. B tried that dumbass shit. Oh, we got a car just like yours. I'm riding in it right now. He riding with Shine like I'm stupid. I said, what kind of car? He said, a mule. I said, a Ford? I don't want none of that.
The mule.
I said,
I appreciate that.
If he pops the hood and show me that Ford got some power, come on back. Get out your way, Tim Howell. Get your big, fat, nasty ass out the way. Lay it goddamn. Ain't nobody talking about big red. Get the
the fuck out of the way. Some shit that you won't even fix. The man said a mule. I said, if you got a fucking Mustang, pop the hood, motherfucker, and show me that it ain't got no power added on. I'll beat the fuck out you. They don't want to spend $80,000 in that motherfucker. I don't want none of that. How can I win?
Yeah, well, you know Shine don't spend money now.
They got twin turbos and all that shit on that motherfucker. I don't want none of that.
Right. Right.
I can't whoop it. It's some race cars that Shine whooped when we went down there. When I was down there, when I gave you them dice, Shine was down there whooping some race cars, man, with that motherfucker. I'll bet and win. I ain't no damn fool. So that's just like a lot of shit that I know you know for a fact when it's all, and you might even know this shit. You could be playing possum. But it's a whole bunch of shit I know about these regular street cars. Whole bunch of shit.
But see,
And I can look at that motherfucker and tell I can't whoop him.
But see, you asked a motherfucker that got one. That's why you asked a motherfucker that got one. You had one. So when you tell me what I think,
I might
know. When you tell me the same shit, I know I know now then.
Right. But yeah, but with it all, it's crazy because I can look at them cars. I can look at it. I can look at that bitch off the showroom floor, look at you driving it, and I can tell. Hell no. Because I know the ET on my car. I can't look at that. I can look at that bitch.
Right.
I bet there ain't none of one y'all can get and show me I can't look at it in time,
Why Tim House won't run the overdrive class with his new car?
Oh, man, not the Genesis.
Because that bitch, because guess what? They 6 seconds faster than him. They only 2 seconds faster than me. I'm 4 seconds faster than Tim House. Weak ass.
Oh, man.
He weak as a motherfucker.
Well, hold on now. What car is a Genesis?
Tim
House. Hold up. Now, what car is a Genesis? That sounds like a little car, ladies car.
It's a Honda. It's really a Hyundai. It's made by Hyundai, I think, but it's a Genesis.
You said Tim House is a
fast one out there, but not real fast.
What the hell are you getting a car like that for then? What Tim House getting a car like that for?
He ain't got born seat in it.
He got it for his wife, man. He got it for his wife, but he likes to talk shit, though. See, it's a lot of shit you don't be hearing, Willie, dog. Like he lied and said he had a black wing, one of them Cadillacs with the twin turbo and all that old shit, the motherfuckers run a little bit. But they all crawling, though, Willie, dog. Them motherfuckers can't, them slow motherfuckers can't get out there limbs. They ain't doing nothing from the factory. You got to work on them.
Well, Flop ain't locked me in.
Would you get out the way? Tim House, you know you ain't going to race the man. Why don't you get your fat, nasty ass out the way while I'm trying to educate Willie Dog? Willie Dog, that's just like them Hellcats, Willie Dog.
Them bitches
ain't doing nothing from the factory, man.
Hold up.
When you see them motherfuckers, them B-locks, you don't know motherfuckers, them bitches get
to run. Hey, Skin, they been beating the shit out of them Hellcats, though.
I know, but what I'm trying to tell you is they spending a bag of money in them cars, Tim. Willie Dog. They got much of money. Hey, they got damn near much of money. I'm just exaggerating, so don't quote me.
I know what you mean. They got just as much money as Salty Bitch got in them motherfuckers. You might be telling the damn truth, man.
I can look at them and tell. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You can look at them bitches and tell. I'm talking about visually. You can look at them because certain shit you can't hide.
That's why
I be laughing at these motherfuckers. I must be more advanced than these motherfuckers. They some damn fools.
Well, you've been around a while, Troy.
Nah, I ain't going like that. I've been fucking with these street cars a long time. And being had new shit when they first come out, 97 and 98, they first come out with them goddamn LSs, goddamn it. I had one. Whooping race cars. I was whooping race cars because they were slow as fuck.
You never tried to lock that black wing. Hey, come out.
Would you stop, man? You don't even have a black wing. Won't you stop that shit, man?
I got a Genesis now.
I gotta admit, though, Tim House ain't scared of y'all, though. He'll jump out there.
Hey, dog, you telling a damn lie, man.
Uh-oh. Well, he's waiting.
Stand up,
hey,
Skipper.
Hey, dog, I'm going to be honest with you. I let my wife, and they was on the phone when I did it. I let my wife drive the car. I said, hold on. This car, just wait a minute. This one, hold on. This one here is too fast for her. She come out the drive, out of the showroom thing. And she had the car sideways. Lord, you scared me.
Man.
I said, no, you ain't getting this one. I'm going to get the lower one. And that's what I need.
You're a lying.
Get out the gas. Yeah, you scared me to death, man. Get out the car, man. No.
Yeah, that's because you was on the passenger side with your fat ass. You was too big for the passenger side, and you was all that jelly was jiggling and shit. That's why you
Not the jello, shorty.
Yeah, that jello looking motherfucker.
Hey,
man, that ass over there jiggling and with the seatbelt. The seatbelt wouldn't hold his stankin' ass. That's why the fuck he telling her to slow down, because the seatbelt wouldn't hold your fat ass.
Lord,
tell the truth. Don't lie and say that lady was sideways in that motherfucker, like the truck rear-wheel drive with your
hey,
ride.
Hold on. Hey, Skin. You dead wrong. It was sideways. Cause when you sit that 900-pound motherfucker in the passenger seat, that motherfucker did tip
on
the sideways.
Come on, Flop. In other words,
it
was preloaded.
It wasn't sideways.
Yeah,
hey,
preload.
Tell the truth. She wasn't sideways. It was on two wheels. That bitch was doing a two-wheel motion with his big ass in there. That's what it was doing.
Lord, that must
lying ass talking about the cut. That shit was sideways. Like, she got a rear-wheel drive. Man, that man don't want to fuck with them people. Don't kill that motherfucker.
Ain't no, hey, dog. Ain't none of them up here talking about nothing. They won't do nothing. All right. I'll whistle Dixie on these boys.
Let me see.
What
I need to ask Ligon a question. Ligon, you still out there? I need to ask Ligon a question. Ligon, you still out there? Tim, what size?
Yeah, I got a noise in the background. What's up?
Yeah. What size tires on your car? You got big tires. Big tires.
No,
how big it was?
On which car?
Huh?
I had 33, dog. I had 31 on there now. I put a smaller tire on. It's a 31 up on there now.
Okay. So that 31 radio be just right for your car then if you decide to go put radio
down. Yes, it will be.
I got a set down here with three passes on it that I bought for a certain joker from up there. If you need them, let me know. I got with three passes on it.
Okay, I know. I remember that, dog. I talked to you.
All right. Well, okay. I bought them for a certain person.
We'll get together. I talk to you.
All right, go on back over your baby.
They want another route.
If Tate make his mind, if he's going to go to Florida, then I'll let you know. Well, you know what, though? I'm going to let you know anyway. Either way, go. Pete and him
no
coming
problem,
down.
No problem. Ain't no problem. Yeah. Yeah, Tate was mad the other night. Tate was saying, you pissed him off. God damn it, he's coming to Florida. He said it.
He's gonna get anxious. I'm gonna keep my drive. I got four days left for vacation, so I'm holding them back just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Go on back on mute, Leaker. Damn, Leaker must be still having a damn party. He's still at that party.
Yeah.
He's still making babies, man.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with Leakey? Something wrong with him and Tony Bynum, boy. Them some bitches, they got the strong ass shit. Damn. But anyway, I got a little, we had a Trigger Man's birthday bash down there, so I got a little, the bear of the week. So I'm going to go and tell y'all, I got a little bear report. I can't get a whole bear report. Some people might get mad at me and cuss me out if I get a whole bear report. I had a whole bear report, but I decided not to do the whole
bear
report.
Man, get a damn bear report. Hell, Block.
That's right,
dog.
Do the bear report.
Flop. I can't do it, Flop. You know, mitigate certain things.
You can
do it, dog. Send it to me, I'll do it.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on.
Let me
remind dog. Dog, you said out of your own mouth, this your show. You do what you want to do with it.
Mitigating circumstances.
Oh, man.
Mitigating circumstances.
Litigations.
Man, fuck that dog show.
this dog show, man. Do what you want to do, dog. Come on now. We can take it. Come on.
No, I know y'all can take it, but I ain't gonna do it. But anyway, it just I ain't got but two bears, two bear reports. The bear and the cub. The bear is who is Jeepers Creepers? Flop. Who is Jeepers Creepers? Flop.
Man, I don't want to talk about it because you ain't doing the whole report.
Who is? Anyway, the bear of the week is Hank Williams and Jeepers Creepers, and the cub this week is Big 30. Houston Cannonfield in Big 30. He got a late model Camaro, looked just like you and almost flop. He went out there and gave the man the back tire something for a whole bunch of doggone cash and tore his ass up. Now, when them overdrive cars.
Who he get a back tire to, dog?
CEO Larry. They got the
yeah,
CEO
I know.
Larry.
That's
got
why I'm asking.
CEO Larry. CEO Larry.
CEO Larry out of the world.
CEO Larry, he out of Tennessee, ain't he? Mississippi, Tennessee.
He out of Memphis.
They call him the Memphis, the Memphis Ghost.
The Memphis
Ghost. He got his ass tore out the socket. He a goddamn ghost out of there. That's why I said, I ain't going to get a whole bear report, though. But he got his ass tore up, though. And one guy bet $6,000 on the gap. He bet it $6,000 on the gap. I said, God. Yeah, CEO Larry was down here. He looked good, though. That old car run, though. But he was smiling. He said when he come back, he'll be all right. So, anyway, the contract killer was the guy at the DMV flop and kidding y'all. He was out of the DMV. They was contracting him to come down here and kill me. He came down here and choked his own goddamn self out and paid the punk out.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Dog. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Back in the movie. What's the movie when the boy Full Metal Jacket, when the man said, put his hand out, he said, choke yourself, numb nut.
Anyway,
so
lean
over to choke yourself.
he choked his own goddamn, he choked his goddamn own self out and paid the punk out money with a smile. Now, the bully of the week was Tony Bynes. The bully of the week was Tony Bynes now. But also, I didn't want to say it.
Oh,
Tony Bynes was the jackass. Yeah, but he was the jackass and the Lamont Sanford too now. This was, he was supposed to race the Grand National, right? The Grand National couldn't even run because we had hurt the Grand National. Tony had to say he had hurt his car too. So what they did is they pushed the Grand National to the staging lane, and Tony didn't even push. Tony could have did the same thing, and he could have got his, he didn't have to pay no park out money. He said, no, I can't go. My box went out on me. So his dumb ass paid the damn punk out. He paid the punk out. Neither one of them motherfuckers could go. Yeah, neither one of them could go. All right, moving right along now. I had some more shit. Let me look in and see. I had some more shit. Let's see what else I had. But see, I ain't want to start no shit tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That was enough anyway. I'm gonna leave it at that, though. Shit started wars dead and race.
You always starting shit, man.
Well, see, Flop, if I don't start no shit, ain't nobody. You see a nail cocksucker from down south come on the show. Them bitch-ass niggas don't even come on the show. Then they'd be the first motherfuckers that want to talk shit. So, fuck them. But anyway, go ahead. What's up? What else going on?
Nothing.
What else going on? Anything? Yeah. But if ain't nothing else going on, you know what I'm finna do then. Snowbird? God damn. I need to be going to Snowbird too. I just got a phone call.
Yeah. That's the place to be the weekend.
Give your rent for real.
Huh?
I heard something. I know who it was, dog, but why they be making them comments and then they back up from the mic?
Oh, man, not moonwalking.
That's what you call.
Why
that's
you
what you
didn't
call
drive the truck up to Detroit? Why you didn't drive the truck up to Detroit?
Let me tell you why, stupid ass man. Dog, get out the way. Because to drive
the truck up to Detroit
would have cost me about $300 and 12 hours. I could get
when,
on.
When did you ever start crying? I ain't never heard
hold
you
on,
get on the phone.
Hold on,
somebody
hold
ain't got no money.
I could get on
don't
a
worry about it.
I could get on a plane. I could get on a plane for a third of that.
and be there in 2 hours, motherfucker.
Yeah, you could have cleaned. You could have clucked me upside the head and took my money and made more
money.
Man,
you was just flogging. You was just flogging. Quit trying to be more than you are. You're already 800 pounds, motherfucker. Ain't that enough?
That's why turn the boost up. Don't worry about that weight. Turn the boost up.
Man.
Yeah, you got a point there now. You got a point there now.
Hey, dog. The man got a 2025 Genesis. I got a 2015 pickup truck. Anywhere I catch him, I'll break his motherfucking back.
Damn, Flock.
I mean that. That motherfucker, that one whooped me.
I took the lower one because when I had the bigger one, I told him, I'm serious. She got in the car, we were gonna come out the dealership, she tapped it, that son gun took off, we were sideways, get out the cab.
Hey, dog, let me tell you this too, dog. Had he got the big one, I'd still be saying the same thing. I'd break his motherfucking back.
Dog, let me tell you something. Tim, I'll take a lot of stuff. I ain't got no problem with all that. But I tell you, dog, I got these new Stacey out. I'll tap dance in his behind like a doggone, like we out there, like Fred Astaire. I don't care. Michael Jackson. I don't care nothing about him.
Man, that man just wants some shine, nigga. Same way you
I
be
got
shining
him shined
the
up. I
nuts.
Told you I shined up.
Same way you be
face.
Shining his dick. That's the only thing you want to shine.
Flop, you and that dick, goddamn it. You gonna hurt the man, Flop.
That dick.
Well, I'm doing a lot of strange things with this dick.
Strange things for some change.
Damn.
That's your dog. He ain't talking about that.
Is this the dog show?
Mm-hmm.
What's left of it? Okay.
It was kind of talking freaky over there. Why?
Oh man!
Yeah, I was getting a little horny too.
I don't want the one getting horny. I want the one booty getting sweaty. That's the ones I want.
Oh man!
That's Tim House. They say that's Tim House. He's always
not
sweaty. But they say it's spanked him.
Not the prostate checker.
Let me ask you a question, hey, dog. I gotta see if you're gonna see how you gonna handle it. When you
yes,
was up there.
Yes, sir.
And I sent the car, and I got, it was supposed to be up there. You was up there, dog. Did you receive a Ziploc bag? Did you receive a Ziploc bag at the end of the race?
Yes, sir, I did. Yes, sir.
That's what I'm trying to tell him. Don't tell him. Don't worry about all that other nonchalant garbage. If I bring the Ziploc bag, it got their name on it. You can believe that. It got their name on it. I don't care.
They got their name on it because you know when you left the house, you're going to give it to them. You know your cousin
behind.
People. You stay out there giving away
cousin
money.
I don't care about them, dog. They stay out the way. They talk
yeah.
junk to me,
giving
but they stay
Clyde
out the way.
Money. Giving away Clyde.
And then the minute I say, okay, I got the black wing, I got the Genesis, or I got the big red. Then they come up. I'm going to get salty. How in the world I'm going to run something like that, dog?
Hold up! You should have told them to go get it because they couldn't go get it. You should have told them to go get it.
Yeah, now, because then now they come on and tell them, well, you know, they stole the car. They divided up things and they went their separate ways. And see, now they're talking. But any other time they want to stick these brand names on me. I can't do that, dog. I can't do all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna stick these brand names on you,
Magnum. That's the brand name I'm using.
Damn.
You can believe it. Dog, they might be talking all that stuff. They ain't using the XLs. They ain't using the XLs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, not the extra large.
That's it. They ain't doing it. They don't worry about them. They all right.
What the name of them damn sausage y'all be eating? Them Roger Woods or whatever. What you call them?
Johnson, that's what the kids. Him just called his dicks. They ain't sausages, they dicks.
Oh, man.
Flop wanted them breed loud. He be doing a lot of lying, dog.
Dog, they come up and they want to know what. They got people running around calling. He calling nephews and cousins. Go over there to 10 miles area and look on the service drive and see if you see it's got all that rubber marks and stuff. That's what they be doing, dog. They spy on me all the time. They're like madman with his lying sack of God. I locked them in, dog. I said, let me, come on. I'm sick of y'all. Get up here. And then madman said, well, DMX bring you the money, we locked. We locked in. Man, shut up. They don't want to race, dog. I'll be on their butt. They don't want to race.
Come on, you dumb as all outdoors, man. You dumb as all outdoors.
The man said, when DMX bring you the money, you locked. Well, I'm telling you, come on, lock in now. I'm ready. The man only lived one
did
track.
Did DMX
right
bring you the money?
Get your money.
Did he ever bring you the money?
Because y'all don't want to do that. All right,
then
that
means you ain't locked, you big dumb motherfucker, you.
I told him, hey, dog, I told him I'll meet you at the track. I'm sitting at the track. They won't come. That's what I had Big Red. I don't give a care who you got.
Hey, dog.
And
hey, dog.
Get
let me tell you the real problem, dog. Dog, I'm going to tell you the real problem. He like me, Mississippi Joe, and Chemo. He ain't coming back no more. And he want to talk about the overtime. That shit over with,
dog,
man. It's 2025.
Mine all paid for, dog.
Yeah.
Mine all paid for. Mine.
Yeah, Clyde.
It ain't together.
Clyde paid for it.
It's paid for
it.
Don't worry about that. It's all paid for.
And you ain't finished it yet. You just fucking off turn. Clyde paid for it.
They don't say, dog, you can listen to old shit.
Last time
they,
Clyde
they,
came over here, he seen
they
that
play
money
games,
dog. When
he bring the money, we officially locked. I said, I know that. Get the money over here. I ain't heard nothing else from him.
Right.
They come out.
Yeah,
I'm going to run you. I ain't heard it. You ain't bring the truck. Hey, Tim, I said, I'm coming down that way. You want me to do something? Oh, no.
What happened when Madman tried to lock you in with them duelists? You were kissing dudes' ass.
You know what they did? Because I said, that's the truck I was going to use. I said, dude,
man,
come on.
You ran
off. They didn't want to do that, man. I don't care nothing
you
about
sucking
it.
Butt,
dog,
boy.
I tell you, I put my money up. It don't matter if I win or lose. I put my money up. Get up here. I'm sick of you. Get up here. They ain't did nothing.
We ain't got to worry about that no more because you ain't got no more to put
man,
up.
Man, just listen to them, dog. Read between the lines, dog. You hear they want to talk junk, but they don't want to get up there. Get up there.
All right. We got a lot of noise back there. Whoever with all that noise, put your phone on. Ain't nobody talking but Tim House and Flopner. Let's see y'all ought to be on
dog,
me, baby boys.
You want me to take a picture of the brace on my knee? I'll put my foot all the way up to my knee and they behind. They get up there.
Damn.
No. Take a picture of the brace in your mouth from where you be supporting them dicks with that lower jaw.
Oh, man. Not the tossing.
See what I'm saying, dog? See what I'm saying, dog? And then Madman with his weak, scary behind, he going to team up with DMX. Like I'm supposed to be impressed. They going to get DMX and him. Ain't that something? Dog, I go to they behind. They know I will. I don't care nothing about them. They go talk about, well, it's the holiday.
Man,
I take my, hey, dog,
man.
Hold on.
Enough is enough, holiday.
Okay, this is the holiday.
You behaving
dog,
like
and see,
this,
they
yeah.
want to cut me off, dog.
You just way out of line,
they behind.
Man.
I don't care nothing about them. This is the holiday. I go right there and drop my wife off at the house and get in y'all behind. What you want to do? Tell me where you want me to be at.
Somebody going to get ran the fuck over.
I'll run out there life.
Yep.
I'll whistle Dixie on them Cracker Jacks. Don't care nothing about them.
Yes, sir.
When he hear that wastegate over, I don't care nothing about him. I don't care nothing about him. When they come out that water, I don't care nothing about him.
Oh, shit. Flop, you got a point, Flop.
I don't care nothing about them boys. They know it. I don't care nothing about them.
Hey, dog.
Damn, thank you. He's a typical
Detroit motherfucker. You see how they crave attention?
Oh, no.
They always want to
get
in
the
hey,
dog,
like,
let me ask you another dumb question, dog. Him and Madman and DMX teamed up together. They teamed up against me. I said, okay, I got the money.
Damn lie. I ain't never teamed up with no fucking DMX.
I said Madman. I didn't say you. I said
you
man.
Said him and Madman and DMX. They teamed up together.
Okay.
Now play
well,
the show back.
Let me try it again. Madman and DMX thought they was gonna think they was gonna do a little something. DMX's wife was out the track. She looked up and she saw Big Red step up out there. And she told DMX and Madman, "That ain't what you want to do, boy. That ain't what you want. That ain't what you want. I know you want a lot of things, but that ain't what you want. I crawl in there behind with that. I don't care nothing about them. Nothing do I care
you
about.
You like when somebody crawling in your
behind. Hold on. That man was whistling Dixie pro charge. I told him I don't give a care. Get your behind up there. When Big Red leave there, you better be there because I'm going to be gone.
Come out the water box, Tim. Tim, come out the water box, Tim.
Man, when I get what's his name? Flop, no. When that doggone Jensen come out that water, God, no. I'm a bad dog. I'm not right there. Man, they don't want no trouble, dog. They don't want no trouble.
Flop, he's running. Hey, Flop, you got it. Y'all gonna catch hell top of that one now. You could he coming out
no
that water bottle, Flop. Flop, he coming out that water bottle, Flop.
And then he come out. God, he ready to ride, folks.
Oh man, that sounds like a turbo.
Yeah, easy dog. Easy there. A kid, easy there. Don't say too much.
Yeah.
I don't care nothing about it. I'll whistle Dixie on there behind.
Hey, kid. They can say what they want him, but he did. He came about that water box this day.
He damn sure did.
They don't want no trouble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I tell them all the time, they're going to try to talk that junk to me. Yeah. I don't hear that garbage. I'm the oldest, the fattest, and what all they want to call, but I'll tap dance
Jughead
and they behind and get up there.
Goddamn new. He must be want to get on the show for some reason. Let me see what Jughead wants. Must be on Brother D-Line.
Oh, man,
he just about to text me 17 times. Jughead, you on Brother D-Line?
Man, I ain't text you no motherfucker 17 times.
Well, you didn't call me, you faggot motherfucker.
Damn.
Nah, I didn't mean to call you, though. I meant to call the show. I am trying to call you.
What the fuck you want, man? The fuck you want?
Shit, I was just trying to get on the show. Shit.
Well, you on the show the other day. You keep calling. You ain't talk. You ain't saying nothing. You just want to get listening. You're like the rest of these cocks.
Oh man, get listening.
Come on with it, though. You on now? Come on with it. What the fuck you got to say?
Oh shit! Nah, I'm just trying to jump in this shit. I'm trying to see what the fuck's going on in here. Who Tim House trying to jump on like that?
Flop.
I'm finna open this mic.
Madman, Tim House trying.
DMX. Hold up, I just opened your mic. Whoever you is, I just opened your mic. He's got anonymous.
He's trying
to jump on with a private
number. That's all.
Who else?
I don't want no trouble.
Hold up, Tim House. I just opened your mic.
Yeah, Lynn.
Anonymous, I just opened your mic. Y'all shut the fuck up, kid. Let somebody say something, whoever did. I just opened his mic. He got anonymous by it, which he called in on a private number. Hello? I'm going to go ahead and knock. All right, I'm going to go and knock him off. He ain't saying shit. You right.
Yeah, Lynn.
All right, we got a line over, y'all. We got a line over. Anonymous hit the one.
Oh, man.
He didn't say that, so we got a line over. Even though y'all ain't talking about shit. Goddamn sorry ass show. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here with Glenn. Bonk talk is getting the fuck
Tim
on.
House had the flow.
Hey man. Anybody talking? Whoever talking got it.
That's right.
Sorry,
and you know the floppy them ain't saying that dog. You see how quiet it got? Dog, when I got on here and started talking about he got real quiet. When you said that show sound like Tim House with that he whistling Dixie. When I come out that water, they got real quiet then, dog.
You a motherfucker coming out that water now, Tim. I ain't gonna lie to
you. I don't care nothing about them, dog.
Flop, he
like they
he
got to whoop me.
Off,
all they got to do is whoop me. I'm going to put
Flop,
the money
like
in the block, man. Hey, dog, you ain't seen me. I wasn't even at the track in the dog. Ziploc bag was there.
He can't get the car
and
race when he
wants
to, so he can stop
this
shit.
Oh, Lord.
No, you was at the track, dog. I wasn't even at the track, and the Ziploc bag was there.
Yeah, I got the Ziploc bag.
Oh, man,
bag.
I'm talking about that Ziploc.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that
got the Ziploc
bag. Big Red is dead. Clyde spent the money on it. You didn't get the work done.
Hold on a minute. Yeah. Flop, y'all be quiet for a minute. Everybody be quiet. Anonymous.
Okay.
I'm finna open your mic up right now. So if you're going to say something, say something. If you ain't, I'm going to get you out of here. I'm just opening your mic up. Hello. I'm opening your mic right now. Hello. Hello.
Bitch.
That's your whole ass mammy is a bitch.
Damn.
Oh.
Not his mammy.
Yeah.
How long you been on that end, dog?
Well, I'm telling you, you might know her personally.
Since he hit the one button.
Oh, man.
That should be myself.
A decrepit.
A cocksucking motherfucker.
Go.
I let him on the show. I don't care about him being on the show. He'll come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to hide his voice and shit like a little bitch.
Oh, man.
Good. God almighty.
That was his ponytail.
Yeah, and Madman that wasn't planted for him.
Yeah. Who planted it, though?
Madman. You know, Madman. How you think Madman made it through prison? How you think Madman made it through prison? Madman planted more than anybody in prison, man. Yeah, shit.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Come on, dog.
Yeah. Madman
how
was
you
a,
got
some
prison, dog?
Hey, dog.
Ain't nobody
see,
stopping you. You must not be lying. Ain't nobody stopping you, so you must not be lying.
I mean, no, Madman, he told us he ain't changed.
Mm-hmm.
Latin hair and everything.
See the shit you done started, Joe?
Ain't nobody stopping you from putting your mouth on them men's zipper either, Tim.
Oh,
damn.
No, come on. Goddamn. Tim Miles, you use chapstick on your lips, Tim
Miles?
Man. Oh, man. Not the lip balm.
That's what it be like.
Dog,
they get mad at me.
In
they
face.
Get mad at me, dog, because they want to see and hear all these other stuff. I told them it makes a difference. It depends on who on top.
Okay. Now you sound like
well, we know one,
6 Mile
hold on.
Randy now.
Hey, Tim Howell,
like
we know you weigh 500 pounds. If you get on top, somebody dead. So that means you've been laying on your back, boy.
Yeah, somebody going to be gone now if Tim Howell get on top. Damn,
yeah, that means he been laying on his back. He been on the bottom.
Oh, Lord.
Well, hey, dog, when I'm talking to this man, I said, dog, I ain't said nothing about no flop.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I can tell you, dog, I got to be serious on that. I got to say it out loud. That dog, Pie Joe, he proud of me, dog, because I get in there behind with Big Red. The Genesis, it don't matter what. If I got it, I'll run they behind. And they don't do nothing. You ain't hurt by none of them whooping me like
lock
that,
dog. Lock that Genesis in.
Wait a minute. So you telling me Big Red got oil pressure?
Uh-oh.
Well, they told me that's not real oil pressure.
It's been on the dyno.
Wait a minute. When I started, they started it up.
Whoa.
I'm going to stop
this.
And started it up and closed it back up.
I'm
going to
stop you from this lie, Tim. You just told them up today. It's sitting over in the car with the plastic on it.
It is.
You said with
but
the plastic
guess what,
on.
Dog? When they got done fixing it, they put it on the dyno
man,
and started it up.
Man, like a summer gun.
And
man.
Once they started
it up,
and it was
the press show,
Tim. And they was happy to
wear it on the press show, right?
And that motor got oil pressure, dog. And they got done with it. They put it, gave it to me. I put it in the car.
So wait a minute.
You finally got the motor out of the shop. You know the motor been in the shop for the last 4 years, man. It's been out the shop.
No, he been out the shop now. He showed that.
It's been out the shop
now, Joe. Yeah.
Okay. So you know the motor in the shop.
Hold on, dog.
And when we crashed the car. Mm-hmm. I had the front end in less than 1 week. I already had the front end on.
Down in the sand lot.
It's sitting up in the trailer right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can put the front end on the car right now.
Willie, dog, I got 4 brand new tires for it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question, though. How is it that all of a sudden when it starts snowing, you got oil pressure? I've been had it. They told me that's not oil pressure. If the car, the motor been running, they said that's not oil pressure. You got to have it in the car, and the car got to be stopped.
Shit.
It was on the dyno.
Shit.
It was running. It was on the dyno running. What you talking about?
Registered 2,000 horsepower.
They said, that ain't oil pressure. I said, I don't know what you want me to call it, but it showed oil pressure there. So I don't know what they want. I don't know what they want. You ain't there.
Right.
I got the front clip in the trailer. No.
You put the front clip
King.
On the car,
Street,
Tim.
Street
hey, Tim.
King said,
hey, Tim.
I'm at the man house right now. I'm at Lombard's house right now.
Can you put the front
right
clip on the car?
The doggone motor, we put it in the car right now.
Can you put the front clip on the car? Can you put the front clip on the car?
The front clip is in the trailer. I bought it. It's in the trailer.
Can you put it on the car?
It's ready to go. Yeah, I can put it on there, but I can't. I make it stable.
Fix your fucking car, Tim. Fix your fucking car.
Oh, shit. Straighten him out, Junior. Straighten him out, Junior.
Hey, ask Junior about that Milan racetrack now. Ask Junior about that Milan racetrack.
Is he on there? Junior.
What's up, dog?
Junior. They want to know
the
Junior.
Yeah,
Junior on there. He can tell you.
Milan's actually been for sale for over a year. It's just weird. It's out there in the public. Now a lot of people knew. There's been a few different discussions. They want $6 million for the track. They only want to sell it to somebody that's going to be a track, that's going to keep it a track.
Oh, Amazon.
And that might be a little bit negotiable. I'm not 100% for sure. Yeah, they don't want to sell it to Amazon or none of that.
Mm-hmm.
No housing developments. Their goal is to keep it a track. But otherwise, it's business as usual. Plans for the 2025 season, all the series, all the stuff still happening. It's business as usual. So it's not that it just came up for sale. It's kind of weird that it's out there now like it is. But like a lot of people have known, the morning show has known. There's been a few different discussions. There is two parties interested. We'll see if anything happens with it, but. Yeah.
Oh,
but,
man.
Yeah, Junior, but it's $6 million out of the question because they want that kind of money for it, but and they made some improvements, but I think there's a lot of money for that track, and it ain't, you know, now
well,
you
got
to build the client. You got, yeah, you got to build a clientele
yeah.
back up. When Wayne and stupid, what's his name?
Oh, man.
Pontiac,
not Motor City Wayne.
Wayne and
well,
Peso
is
and all that was
there.
It was that was a gold mine,
man.
Who's
in charge.
That was a gold mine.
It did good, but you got to remember, the times there was just a lot more people were racing. Point blank, just to be honest, it is. I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but you can look at statistics and all this. Not all the series. There's actually two doing all right, but most of the series you see NMRA, NMCA going. Racing is. It's getting tougher, and it is, it's a dying breed. I'm just going to be honest. I hate it. I love this sport. My whole life has been this sport, but, it is getting tougher. It's 100%. You got to remember these people, like, especially on a northern track. Hold on. One more point I want to make. Like the thing that down south, they're a little bit spoiled. They get to operate, you know what I mean, 10 months, 11 months, some of them 12 months year-round, where we got to close down for 5 months out of the year. It's a real tough, tough program up here.
Junior,
go ahead, Doug.
Hold up, Junior. No, that was just what I was going to say, Junior. With the northern guys, when they build their cars and everything, and they know they got limited time to race, but they do want to race, Why do they complain then about if they have to go south to race if they already know that? Shouldn't they just say, okay, well, I know I'm going to race 5 months, and if I ain't going down south, fuck y'all. Instead of, you know, how the guys be trying to get them to come south, and they say, I ain't coming south because y'all don't come north. Why don't they just say, fuck y'all, we ain't coming down there because we already know. We just going to race up here. So why do they complain about that, about coming south?
I don't really know the answer to that, but one thing I've learned, dog in life, people, and me included, at some time or another, will complain about anything. It's just how it is. You know what I mean? We're trying to. It would be nice to get people to come up here. It would be nice, if, you know what I mean, if we did some traveling. Like right now, our tracks are closed. We're sitting idle now. It seems like it'd be the time to have some big events. But everyone, even the southern guys, need a little downtime. It does get cooler. Everyone's got maintenance to do and shit. But it seems like we got shit a little backwards, but yeah, it's getting tough, buddy.
Junior, why don't, you know, if it be so many people up north that want to come south, won't they get with a team that, you know, somebody like Tate, somebody that come down here like Race Car Vaughn and all them, won't they just get together and help them make them trips? Won't they get together and just help them make them trips down here?
I came in on the ass end and I'm smarter than you.
You've been disrespectful.
They're not going to get with no Tate. It's too much hatred and all that. And I ain't just saying against Tate, against any of these motherfuckers. They're not going to get together.
Let me say it like this. Normally, when we had these big races down south, we see damn near just as many motherfuckers individually from up north down here. So why can't I'm just saying
right.
Why can't they just give $100 or $50 to somebody like Leon, Race Car Vaughn, Tate, take them, you know, they help get their shit down there too,
because
they want to be northern
right.
Run.
And let me tell you
what they do that.
Because they afraid that somebody is getting beat out. They afraid.
Oh,
they
gonna
get
mad because you guys get on this show and talk about it.
Ass out the way, man. Get your nasty ass out the way, you lying. You just making up shit.
Oh, man. People
like
get on this show.
Like
you suck.
Like I said,
you licking boots and all
everybody
that.
Everybody counting everybody's pocket. They were the
not pocket watching.
You can tell. You can tell. Listen, all you do is got to pay attention to bitch ass Tim House. Stay out the way. It's just like when a motherfucker do a show up here. They worried about, man, I spent my money. Man, he this and that. They should have had a better race. They should have did this. They should have had 49 shootouts. They should have given me some money. Man, they should pay me to do this. It's too much going on so you can tell who the fuck going to get with somebody.
Oh, man, not the crabs in the bucket.
It's going to be one motherfucker. Like, if I, it'll be one motherfucker, and I'll give you an example. If I say, man, I want to go down to the race, Leon. I'm going to ride with you, man. I'm going to help you pay for the gas and all that. I'm going to give you $300-$400 or whatever. That's the only way they're going. Ain't no group of no motherfuckers going to give up no $100 a piece. Talk about, yeah, let's get Leon down. They ain't going to do that. That's impossible. Because we do too much signifying up here. And the other one, worried about this one, Poe, this one, Rich, this one, that, he ate too much steak. I didn't get none. They didn't give me none.
Yeah.
It's too much bullshit going on. They'll never do that. Mm. Just like when they stupid ass talk about, let's all get together and buy the track. Get the fuck out of here, man. You know better than that. It's going to be a killing going on. It's going to be a goddamn killing going on. Because everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be important. Everybody wants to see
the
bucket. Money going. Everybody wants their wife at the gate collecting the money. They don't trust his wife. He don't trust his wife. His wife said, my man owns more percentage than you.
Hold on, Skin. Anybody on the phone disagree with what Skin's saying? Anybody on the phone disagree with what he's saying? You got
crabs in
the
bucket. Crabs in the bucket.
All right. Well, see, now when he started talking,
that it was haters, he just took what I said and ran with it.
Yeah, if anybody,
you don't even know 2 + 2.
Hold up, Skin. Let him talk now. Guys, come on.
Can you
put out some good shit.
My mic off.
Now we can. Come on.
Yeah,
your mic
off.
Everybody be quiet. Come on. Yeah.
If anyone disagree from the north with anything he just said, they just simply lying to themselves.
That's what I'm getting at. But I want to hear it, though, so I want everybody to be quiet.
The only ones up here, listen to this, to add a little to what he's saying, the only one up here that's going to team up and help you, and if you look back over the past 10, 15 years, you should have one team up here, and that was Fade to Black. It was the only true team. The rest of them come and go here and there. Now, Ballhead had a crew, but, you know, a couple of the big main guys passed away. So So with that being said, it's a wrap. We don't want to admit it, but it's a wrap. It's too, like he said, too much signifying, too much talking about each other. And as soon as you spend
it,
I'm going to spend 50 cents and say, you didn't spend as much as I spent.
Well, let me say this here, the reason I said, I want everybody to be quiet for a minute. I want everybody to be quiet for a minute. Just please give me a minute. The reason I said that, you know, whether we like it or not, we got a feud between the North and the South. All right? Right now, the hottest. Hey, whoever got the noise, put your phone on mute while you're driving. Just put your phone on mute. You can listen on mute. You got too much noise. Right now, Tate is the hottest thing up there, per se, is running. So I'm saying to myself, Steph, as many motherfuckers that I done heard over the last 6 months talk about they want to see Tate fuck Jamie up, as many motherfuckers I done heard, if half of them motherfuckers just gave Tate $50 or $100, okay, Tate don't want to come out here now because it's not beneficial for him money-wise. So my point is, if y'all was to get together and get Tate $100 or $50, that'd have been $5,000 or $10,000 right there. If I was up there, I'd have been glad to get Tate that to come down here and shut Jamie big motherfucking mouth.
Let me ask you a question, though. Tate just came out from down there. How did Tate come down there? How did he come?
By himself.
Let me thank you. Need we say more?
If Jamie ain't going to run him, it's just a waste of time. He ain't going to run him.
Hold up. Skin, Tim, that's what you ain't looking at. Tate would run him for the $10,000 if he didn't have to pay all the expenses out of his own motherfucking pocket. See, Tate will run it for the $10,000. If y'all get Tate up $10,000, y'all Tate here $10,000, go down there and knock that bitch in the head for $10,000, he'll do that. That's what you fail to realize. Tate don't want to come down here for $10,000 that he got to spend because he want to run for $20 to try to help some of that shit he got to get out of his own pocket. But if he has some help, which I ain't saying he asking for no help, then he would come down here and slap the shit out of Jamie, or Jamie will slap the shit out of him, and then we could all be happy and talk about something else.
Right? But can I tell you something else with that, though?
Come on,
Ski. Willie Dog.
Come on.
Now, if you do that, let's just say everybody do that. Now, it's going to become why y'all won't do that for Leon? Well, why y'all won't do that for Skin? Why y'all won't do that for this person? Why y'all won't do it for Ryan? Why y'all?
Good
that's
report,
what it's going to be.
Good
like
report.
I said, it's just like back in the day when you said you was walking in Selma or whatever. Black people used to somewhat stick together back in the 60s or the 50s and all that.
Right.
Black people
can't
stick together right motherfucking now. So you think all this hatred going on, this person got a beauty shop, this person owned a car lot, this person owned a
nail shop.
Nail shop. Man, can't afford it. Fuck, I look like giving my $100. I'm a poor ass nigga. I work for Amazon. I'm not giving them shit. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, dog, if they wasn't going to say it before, if they wouldn't, which they would have said it, but again, bald head is right. If they would not have said it before, they dog go for sure going to say it now that he bought that mobile home. Man, that thing cost $200,000.
Yeah.
That thing cost $300,000.
I'm not paying his note.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Just like back in the day before we got all this here new shit, the side sticks and all that, where we pay $100 and $200 to go see a fight, a wrestling match or something like that, it's the same shit, though. If I want to see a motherfucker shut Jamie big-ass mouth, as many people claim they wanted to see that, I wouldn't mind paying to get him down here to shut his motherfucking mouth. That's what all I'm saying. And I ain't talking against Jamie.
Now, you know how you can trick
him. Example, yeah.
Hey, Willie Dog, you know how you can trick him into doing that?
What's that?
See, it's all a gimmick. You can trick them. All Jamie and Tate got to do is come together, rent the track, and they split the money. That's how you're going to get their money. You're going to get their $25 piece or whatever the fuck the case may be. You got to trick these people, man. You got to trick them.
Don't.
You can't ask for no money because now you're begging.
Now, let me piggyback off what Skin said. Both motherfuckers, they're going to be like, well, shit, if Tate willing to bet $20,000, why the fuck would I need to give him get the dollars or $100 to help him get to the trench,
well,
and he can afford
$20,000. You said the same thing we said. You said
right.
the same thing. But that ain't the point. That's not the point. Tate went up to $20.
But that's how most
Jamie
people look at it. That's the
hold
problem.
Hold up. Okay, well, slow down. Well, shut up. Let somebody explain some of this shit. Some people might not understand good as we do, like Skin was trying to
mm-hmm.
say, like me was trying to say. What he's trying to say is Tate would have ran for the $10. If Jamie said 20, and then Tate, once Tate heard 20, he's going to stick with that. Now, what I'm trying to say is, now Jamie willing to run Tate for 10, we all wanted to see it. So my point is, we all can put together to get up some money to give Tate, not because Tate's asking for it, but because Tate would go if he had to pull the whole expense by himself. He'd come down here running
mm-hmm.
for the 10. Tate ain't coming running for the 10 because he got to put up all the expense himself. But if we have to put it up the expense, he'll come on running for the 10. One way or the other, we'll see Jamie get slapped the fuck in the mouth, or we'll see Tate get slapped the fuck in the mouth. That's
mm-hmm.
all we want to see, one of them shut the fuck up. Just see one of them shut the fuck up. You pay to go see boxing matches, you pay to go see wrestling, you pay to go see concerts and shit, but you don't want to
mm-hmm.
pay for the shit you claim you love and the motherfuckers you love. Don't nobody want to pay a goddamn thing. Look here, I got $300 worth of tires sitting in my garage right now that I bought for Tim House. I ain't asking
mm-hmm.
House for shit. I was gonna take my money, my truck, to come there and get Tim House car, bring it down here and pay Mike Hill and tell him to goddamn get it right, to go back up there,
like
Tim House to slap
like
the fuck out of
Michigan.
Out of there. Now I was gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was gonna do that myself. That's because I could afford
mm-hmm.
to do it then.
That's right. But Tim House don't trust you with his car. That's his
oh,
baby.
Man.
That's like his wife. You don't let
yeah.
you fondle his goddamn wife.
Not the big son of a gun.
You
was willing to do it. And I believe
you
was willing to do it. But he wasn't going to do it.
Hold up. Skin, you're missing the point on that, too. Let me show you the good thing about it. I was going to pay for everything that I said I was going to pay for. I said
mm-hmm.
I was going to let Mike Hill and Telly get the car right.
Yeah.
Telly driving the car any goddamn way. I ain't driving the car.
Mm-hmm.
Telly was going to drive
it. I heard all of that with
yeah.
it, dog. I don't
what?
Know why you think I didn't
uh-huh.
hear you say that. You're not
okay.
listening
okay.
to me. Tim House
okay.
not
going
to give nobody
uh-huh.
his car, not even
okay.
his son. He's not giving
oh,
nobody
man.
His car. His car not even his possession. That's what I'm trying to claim.
Not
I
got
really.
Shit when he shit the motherfucker with Leon and them, the 131, he damn near had a fit. He damn near got ass on the phone. I'm going to kill him. Okay, slow down, Tim. I'll slow down, big guy. They all right. They ain't doing nothing to the cops. He said, no
mm-hmm.
motherfucker better not touch that box, none of that shit. He's
mm-hmm.
not going to
mm-hmm.
give anybody that cop. So, in his mind, he knows you're not working on it, and he don't mind Mike Hill and them getting it right. But he got to be there in the presence of the car. He's not sending
mm-hmm.
that car all by itself like it's clean or something, like you're going to put a scratch on that ratty motherfucker. It's some junk.
Oh, right,
it's
right.
his junk.
Not the big
son
of a gun.
You wasted. Hey, so trust me, dog. I heard everything you said. I know you didn't say
uh-huh.
you was going to work on it. He don't want mm-hmm. that motherfucker on the trailer with you going down the highway. He's scared you're
going down 75.
I'm telling you what I know. Not nothing that I heard.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a fuck if he was going down 92. Tim
mm-hmm.
House would shit on himself if that car left from in front of his house. And before Willie Dawg get on the express, they're going to be calling him. No, you know what? Willie Dawg, bring that car back, man. My stomach hurts.
Lord, how much?
And that's why he laughing. He know I'm not laughing, Mr. Dog. That shit ain't getting nobody that goddamn car. Hell no.
Well, y'all going on and get
so
that money, goddammit.
You,
we coming down there.
Yeah, but hold on. I got something for that, too, Leon. I got something for that, too. Now, Willie Dog, I like what you said. But guess what? What does Trigger Man say? Hell no, y'all getting extra money. Y'all got to get this on too. I ain't locking his ass in. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Well, hold up.
I want to hear
we'll find out which one of that would, when that, if that was to happen, we'd exactly know which one of them pump faking in. Because he said he would run for the 10. He said he would run for the 10 and lock in. We'll find out which one of them lying in. We'll find out which one of the motherfuckers lying in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might say, why the fuck y'all giving tape? motherfucking $10 to run me for $10. Motherfucker, give me $10.
To be honest, I don't think he would give a damn. I don't think he would give a damn. I'm going to be honest now. That's just me thinking that. But I see where you're coming from, man. Mm-hmm. I see where you're coming from.
He probably wouldn't. I was just throwing it out there to another individual. It ain't just Jamie, but we talking about Jamie.
They got close enough to raising skin, except one wanted 20 and one wanted 10, so they got that close. So every time one comes up with an excuse, we have to knock the excuse out of one of them's ass every time one of them come up with an excuse.
and I understand that, but I'm going to tell you just like this. I don't give a fuck about nobody else. I only can speak for me. If you're going to give a motherfucker $10,000 to run me, motherfucker, I want me something.
I heard enough people on these damn shows that each one of them had to give $100. That would have been enough to get that race locked in if they really wanted to.
Right.
I heard enough motherfuckers.
Right.
I heard enough motherfuckers, man.
Right.
And $100 wouldn't have hurt none of us.
I agree with you.
$100 wouldn't have killed, $100 wouldn't have killed none of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd,
well, $100 going to kill me right now. It's going to kill me. I ain't giving y'all a motherfucking
movie. No, not what's skin. Just be cool, skin. Go along with the thing. If it's gonna hurt you, just you ain't gotta put in. If it's gonna hurt
you,
I mean, it was enough on it. If it was enough on it, $100, goddamn, y'all go out there and shit. Y'all went to goddamn League of Legends.
I ain't gonna lie though.
And spend $100.
You my honey right now, dog. I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Dog.
Dog.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you my honey right now.
Here's the thing. Tate would have ran Jamie for anything, any amount in fucking Valdosta. He would have ran for $5,000 in Valdosta. But the thing was,
Everybody said I was sucking dick on one side or the other, but I kept it straight on here what nobody said. Every time one had an excuse, the other had an excuse. So both of them was the same. Both of the motherfuckers to me had an excuse. So I don't care what nobody said. It's just a matter of who you like, you're going to do it. I ain't taking no side, and I like Jamie. But he was dodging just like Tate was dodging. Every time he dodged, Tate dodged. Every time Tate dodged, Jamie dodged. Both of them submissions was dodging each other.
Oh, man, not the electric slide.
So we keep on talking about, you could have did this then. Oh, you could have did. Okay, you could have did that then, too. You could have did that. So both of the motherfuckers was dodging. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that entirely, but like it's
just as many times as Jamie told asked Tate to race, Tate asked Jamie to race. So they both were sucking dick. So you, I don't want to
not the tonsil tester.
Both of them, got it. If it was 10 times, it was 5 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't give a damn who camp you in, who camp you ain't in. I'm in Jamie camp. He was dodging just like Tate was dodging. Both of them motherfuckers were dodging. And I'm in Jamie's camp.
So maybe
if Cowboy had stayed out the way, he kind of got a race going.
Let me ask you a question, dog. So when you ask somebody to race, knowing that the track's going to close, does that really count as asking somebody to race?
Who gives a fuck about that?
Oh, man, what you trying to say, Joey?
Who gives a fuck about that, what you just asked? Who care about what you just asked?
I mean, okay, no matter, dog. You just said they didn't ask each other this race.
You can ask the same question. You gonna try to say, did Tate ask Jamie that or did Jamie ask Tate? Which one is it? I don't give a fuck. Either way it go. I told you, they both had 5 excuses apiece. 10 times they could race. Each one of them had 5 fucking excuses. That's all I'm saying. Each one of them had 5 excuses, not the race. I don't give a damn what nobody else said, what they did. I ain't taking no fucking sides in that. But they both, it's 50-50. It's just a matter of whose side you want to take and who you want to believe at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Go either way. I'm sucking Jamie Dick.
Tate,
he's sucking Tate Dick.
He's standing on that 20. Jamie said they're running for 20. Tate said he's holding it to that 20. When he said it was
okay,
personal, he's going to hold it to
that
20.
Okay, now he can do that. Tate can do that. I can't tell Tate what to do individually. He got his own mind. got his own mind.
Mm-hmm.
So when they first come up with the 20, he didn't want to do it. Then all of a sudden he did. So that's one and one. So what you trying to say? That's what I just keep trying to tell you. It's 50-50.
At the end of the day, one scared and both
scared.
That wasn't
the issue, dog.
Hey,
one scared and both farm bred.
That's at the end of the day. If the shit didn't happen, it might kill Ray. That's it. On the other shit, it's just a waste of time.
Thing, though, it wasn't that Tate didn't want to do it for 20. Tate had other races locked in, so he was like, he couldn't do it for 20.
Jughead, you're missing the point. All I'm saying is, excuse is an excuse. A reason is a reason. Give 10 reasons out there. They both got five. That's all I'm telling you. I don't give a fuck what it is or what the reason is.
Mm-hmm.
They got, it's 10 reasons out there. Jamie got five of, Tate got five of. Don't care when it was and how it was. I don't care what nobody said. Tell him what I'm saying, Lee.
What you saying is,
oh man,
one scared and both of them glad. That's the shortest I'm gonna put it right there.
If that had been me,
Tony Bass, Woody Dog, we'd have been and got that fucking race on. All that other bullshit. But they do how they want to do. Y'all put some money together because I know they need some help driving. Goddammit, I'm ready. I got
mm-hmm.
4 days left.
Mm hmm.
But here, if I live in Chicago, I hear
that. Yeah, I mean, you know, goddamn, you know, I gamble. Sometimes I got money, sometimes I don't. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I get fucked up. I ain't got nothing. But if I got it, if I didn't gamble and I got it, you can get damn near everything I done won. Get a race on or get some help if you need some help. I give it up. If I don't give it up,
mm-hmm.
that means I ain't got it. I don't mind giving it up if I want to see some shit. I want to see one of them motherfuckers shut the fuck up. I want to see one of them motherfuckers shut the fuck up. Even if Jamie got slapped in the mouth for Tate, I didn't give a fuck which one of them got slapped in the mouth. Now, I prefer that Jamie won, but if he
mm-hmm.
had got slapped in the mouth, well, then damn it, he just got slapped in the fucking mouth. If Tate had got fucked
mm-hmm.
up, he just got fucked up. 346-7282, you owe.
My. All right,
dog, hold on, dog. Let's go to the beginning of
man.
Time.
Oh, man, that's
when the shit. Yeah, dog on some bullshit. Let's go
mm-hmm.
to the beginning of time, dog, when you started it, talking about pulling out the hat. Tate told you he just asked for one thing. Put that other track in there.
They got 10 reasons. Talk to somebody else. No, I'm talking to you. When you talking about drawing out the hat, tape asked for one step.
To put that other track in there that's up there by him. Hey,
mm-hmm.
and that's damn cool. You got Jamie on here. That motherfucker went to talking Spanish and spitting out the goddamn
man.
And nobody
German,
could talk to him.
Polish?
You know
that was one of his reasons. So what? He used one of his reasons. So what? That's one of his reasons.
No. That race could have happened then.
Jamie stopped. Okay, Jamie didn't want to go then. That's one of his reasons. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of his reasons.
Okay,
he used one of his reasons.
Okay, now let me give you another goddamn reason.
If you're not going to give both sides, suck my dick and don't talk
to me. Give it both sides, brother.
Get on with that, Larry.
Then when that last track Jamie tried to lock me in, and Tate was like, well, hold on, let me talk to the driver. Everybody boo-hooing and thought Tate wasn't going to do this, Tate wasn't going to do that. Tate got
mm-hmm.
back on that phone and said, lock in, bitch. And then he went to shit and shambles. Again, Tate then tried to meet that man everywhere he wanted to go, and Jamie was bagging back. Don't give me the
time.
It wasn't no
not the moonwalk.
That's bullshit.
Not the moonwalk.
Tate tried to compensate that man where he wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
What we going to do now is they going to put the money together so we can tear that motherfucking highway up. Let's figure that out. Maybe we'll see
that.
Tate
about to be trying to take it, man. I'll leave that shit alone about Tate. Tate indeed ain't
going
to fuck that over with. Fuck that race.
Man, y'all don't know.
Tate ain't the hold up.
Never was.
Mm-hmm. How you fuck?
Prime time. What about that then? Is he the hold up?
Talking about a four different tracks, four different cars, four different.
To see a motherfucker go race. Suck my ass to the time, goddamn it, run out. With a dog on some bullshit with that one. A motherfucker don't want to pay $25 to get in the goddamn racetrack. Then you think
you're
going to pay $50 or $100 to get a motherfucker with a $100,000 car to go down the goddamn road, bet $10,000 or $20,000. Motherfuckers better get real. Ain't nobody pimping no motherfucking people, man. That's pimping the goddamn game.
With all these dick suckers ought to shut the fuck up in. Maybe some of all you dick suckers shut up like you want to say something. Won't you just shut the fuck up? All you dick sucking motherfuckers ought to just be quiet.
Oh, man, that's the fossil tester.
Don't get in your goddamn feelings now, goddamn.
All right.
Ten on a hundred.
Don't get in your goddamn feelings now, nigga.
Hey, you don't tell me what about my feelings. What you do, go in there and teach your little, go in there and show your little sister how to suck dick. That's what you do, nigga.
Damn.
Don't worry about my feelings. Go in there and teach your little sister how to suck dick. Then maybe she can get her husband.
Man,
get your feelings.
Don't tell me about getting my motherfucker.
Come on, little Larry.
Shout midget, shout head motherfucker.
I wouldn't give a damn what you say. Take your ass over there and go turn on Sugar Boy Life. You over there,
damn.
Sucking dick over here. You ought to get
that
man.
Come on, Larry. I didn't want to tell you.
The reason you get mad, they took your motherfucking car because you couldn't pay your bill. You pawned your motherfucking car. That's why you ain't got no car no more. Tell them why you ain't got no car no more. Tell them why you ain't got no car, bitch. Tell them why you ain't got no car. Tell us that.
Man,
you pawned your motherfucking car, bitch made ass nigga, and couldn't get it out of the pawn shop.
You're shot, bitch. You know you worse out of motherfucker. Goddamn, Bud went down there.
Ten on a hundred.
You didn't give Bud shit, you old S.T. Hey, meatball eating motherfucker.
Not the one-sided, Larry.
Yeah, that motherfucker one-sided. Stay goddamn bad side of you.
I always been one-sided. We know that, whoever stacking the shelves back there, put your phone on mute. While me and this midget talking, put your phone on mute.
Ain't no goddamn midget. I'm just talking, like Flop said, you one-sided, but you fair, dog.
That's what I am. That's what I am, Tim. That's what I am.
Oh, man, not the fairness.
Always been one-sided.
He been one-sided now.
Well, now you're owning up to it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that just show you, you so far back in the fucking woods, bitch. Everybody on here, I'll tell you that I've been saying that. Where you been at? I've been saying that, you stupid motherfucker.
You goddamn lie. You sit there and say, how many times have I said that to you?
I've been one-sided, bitch made, nigga.
That is.
All my
life. Well, we know now, though, goddammit.
Well, in the meantime, get on there, man.
I told you.
Yeah, that nigga
on
that bullshit.
I need you to go in there and teach your little sister how to suck dick.
I might need to go in there and get a hug.
So she can get a hug.
You won't keep talking about my motherfucking dick, motherfucker.
You ain't got no dick. You talking about your dick, nigga. You talking about your dick.
Hey, they told you that a long time ago. Big thing coming. Very small pages, motherfucker.
What you call me, Larry? Teddy, what you call me?
I say, you know what they told your motherfucking ass?
I said, what you call me?
Big thing coming.
What
very
you call
small
me? Did you call me a motherfucker?
Call you shit.
I dare you to say it again.
Cause I'm on your motherfucking ass. That's why your motherfucking ass.
I dare you call me it again. Call me it again. Call me a motherfucker. Call you
what again? What you want me to call you? So that shit don't.
Motherfucker.
All that shit y'all talking
call
about
me.
Don't phase me.
Motherfucker.
All that shit you talking
about
don't.
I dare you to call me. I dare you to call me a motherfucker.
Man,
motherfucker.
I ain't gonna let you. If you said I said it, then take it for what it's worth. Motherfucker, man, how you like that?
Oh. You ought to keep the hey Larry, you ought to keep the bitch off the street. I won't have to fuck her.
I ain't got one.
Hey, damn. Hey, kid, he got scared to call me.
Yeah.
He got scared to call me.
I ain't got one.
Hey, Larry, I still love you, boy. I ain't talking about no bitch.
Yeah.
I still love you, boy.
You're going to straighten your ass out before they cut this show off. With that one side of shit.
Oh man, not the one side.
You can't never do that because everybody on their phone is one sided. Just like right now, you one sided about. I think you said Jamie was dodging, so you on Tay's side, so you one sided.
No, I don't know nobody's side. I'm listening to what y'all said. This is what you said. You started all of this shit. You say, well, fuck it, let's put the trash in the hand and see who drops.
I didn't start.
And then you say, well, let's call him and see who.
I didn't start nothing. I was trying to get a suggestion on the raise because everybody wanted to see.
Okay.
I don't say I started.
Okay,
but
whatever you want
to I ain't got no Carnet zip code. If I had a Carnet zip code, we'd already been done raised, sir.
Whatever you want to call it, you said put the goddamn track in the hat, blah, 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 and then you say, let's call him and see who's going to get scared. Tape got on here, cool, calm, and
connected. Hold up. I'm going to stop you when you lie. I said, let's do that. Okay. That was a suggestion for a solution. I said, let's call them and see what they do it. We called Tate. Tate said, okay. We called Jamie. He didn't. Don't lie.
So who? Okay. So now, and right then and there. Stop it right there. So who in your eyes was scared at that goddamn time? Who crawled back?
Nobody.
Now, let me ask you.
Nobody.
Just on that conversation.
Nobody.
Who?
Nobody.
I've been right.
Now, one of them. Yeah. What I'm just trying to say,
you wrong in the bitch for that.
You missing the point. Just like right now, every motherfucker that come on these shows want to be the alpha male. Don't nobody really want to compromise on shit. Everybody come on here, including myself, we always want to be the top dog or the alpha male. That's why we can't get shit done. When I did that, you don't want to tell the truth. I was at the racetrack then. I said, let's try to get a solution to these two motherfuckers running from each other. That's what I said. Just because they didn't do it, because one didn't do it and the other didn't do it, that don't mean now one of them was scared. Just because you said that don't mean now one of them was scared. One of them just didn't want to do it.
When have it ever been so that goddamn hard for somebody to lock Jamie in or Jamie to lock somebody else? When has it ever been this goddamn hard for Jamie to lock somebody in?
When it had been that hard for somebody to lock Tate in? Except both of them, man. Quit just saying one, bitch-ass nigga.
No. Every time Tate get on show, Tate say, man, I'm not trying to argue. This is what I do. Blah, 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 blah. Boom. Jamie will get on there. And there it go. And then push Tate button and Tate go right along with what Jamie doing. That's how that shit go. Come on, man.
Get on his ass, Larry. Get on his ass, Larry.
Man, you know exactly how that shit going, man. Come on, man.
You're right, Larry.
It ain't about being right. I'm just calling a spade a spade. Come on.
No, you ain't calling shit, nigga. You a fucking spade. Some black
spade.
Bitch ass. You a spade. You calling on a spade, nigga.
Boy, I got your ass on the road tonight, you old Fred Sapper looking motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't like Jamie with your one-sided sharp bitch ass because he fucked you every time
Jamie,
you been
man.
You pussy-made motherfucker. You
like
pussy-made.
Damn.
Nigga, hush, nigga.
I ain't gonna let
nigga,
that motherfucker
hush.
Just
hold on,
talk
to hold
like
on, hold on, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, man. My zipper stuck. Hold on, let me get my zipper unstuck.
Oh, man.
Jamie
to get it out.
I'm gonna put this dick in you. I'm gonna stick this dick down in your tonsils, nigga. I'm gonna stick this dick in your tonsils, nigga.
Not the tonsil tester.
I'm gonna stick this dick in your tonsils, nigga.
I ain't gonna fuck with it. Tell me to get
an
ass in, motherfucker.
Tell me
to get
an
ass.
Man, goddamn zipper got stuck.
Lord, how mercy.
What? It just got stuck in the head, motherfucker.
Not to leave,
ass. Can't get hard no more. That old antique motherfucker
Larry,
don't do nothing.
Larry, I'm tired, man. I'm tired. Larry, you win. I'm tired.
Get over there, Larry.
Leave me alone. I just had to get my points.
You don't shut the fuck up, kid. I'm gonna get on your ass, kid. I'm getting tired of you back there, kid. Back there, your goddamn it. Block told me to tell you that.
I don't know Larry to talk to him like that.
Man, I know Larry. Me and Larry, he one-sided, though. He one-sided, too, though, but he ain't fair. See, I'm one-sided in his
family.
Oh,
man.
He just one-sided.
No.
Hit it, Leon. Where Leon at?
Goddamn
it. Leon hit it.
I'm tired.
God damn. Yes, sir. I can't argue tonight. I'm outnumbered tonight.
Who that
on Cal City Cal line? Hit the one button. Cal City Cal, your line open, been open. Time.
What up, Willie Dog?
Who that?
Tony. Tony, Pandemic.
Tony, I've been noticing you've been getting on these shows lately, Tony. Don't get into this shit, man.
Lord.
Stay out this shit, Tony. Stay out
That's
this shit, Tony.
I heard you on the morning show.
You was on the morning show and shit, goddamn. I heard you. I said, damn. What the hell he doing on the morning show now? He finna start getting into this dumb shit with all those dumb asses. Don't get into this shit, Tony.
I just try to listen, man. Stay in the loop, that's all.
Yeah. Well, you get on these shows, you're going to be in the loop, goddamn. They're going to loop your ass, too, now.
Oh, man, look, not the pandemic.
I'm taking tape place now. Tape for time, man. I'm going to take a spot.
Hold on. You can't take. You can't take tape play call because you're him lock in. He's scared to lock you in. He might be a little eerie to lock Tate in, but he's scared to lock your ass in.
Well, I'm here. Hey, you know I ain't scared. I'm ready.
Well, Yeah, but right now he'll be in Florida. You going to Florida?
Nah, I ain't going to Florida.
See that? Where you at, little Larry? Now, there's two reasons right there. Jamie running in Florida. He ain't going to Florida.
He ain't going
to Florida. See that?
That's the goddamn car that made Jamie stay back there and sell all them goddamn T-shirts. That's why he never come. Jamie came back to the line.
They whooped each other's ass.
Pandemic will have a little problems. God damn me, that next time that motherfucker went to rolling, Jamie couldn't stop that son of a bitch.
It don't make no difference. They still whooped each other's ass, regardless of what the problem was or what. They whooped each other's ass.
But see how you dick sucking on one side, though?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Larry, you dick sucking bitch. I'm not goddamn in the pandemic again right now for Florida. He said he ain't going. So why should I keep fucking with him?
Well, if he ain't going. You can't make the man go. All
right. Well, okay. Well, why you don't say he's scared?
The man still said he was ready. He just said he wasn't going there.
Evidently, he ain't ready. If he ain't going to Florida, evidently he ain't ready.
Well, it might be a reason.
Evidently.
You just want to feel and be seen.
I don't give a fuck what the reason is. My point I'm trying to make, you bitch-made-ass nigga. He said he ain't going to Florida. I'm ready to lock him in for Florida.
I'm trying to let him make it, man. Tony, this ain't nothing against you, Tony.
But I'm just trying to show these one-sided motherfuckers. Just because, see, the thing about me, I can lock my man and still keep it even. Jamie's my man. I can still keep it down the middle with him, though.
Oh,
like
man.
Pandemic.
It's all about timing.
Jamie slapped the shit out of him. He slapped the shit out of Jamie. Once he slapped the shit out of Jamie, he had to keep on going because he was still in the shootout then. He was trying to win that goddamn $70,000. He was in the shootout still. Jamie should have took his ass over there and sold some fucking T-shirts. He done got his ass whooped up. What the fuck else are you going to do?
Oh, man. Not the Gorilla T-shirts.
Yeah. Tony was still in the shootout. So, goddamn it, you know, he was still in the shootout. Now, him and Tate, to me, I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. That's why I said I wish it was some kind of way, if I had to halfway pay for it, to see them one of them motherfuckers gone run so one of them can shut the fuck up maybe. Because I'm tired of this shit. I can't sleep at night thinking about them two motherfuckers. Yeah.
My.
Well,
if you have one more, you ought to be able to sit down and talk to him then.
Hey, what you been talking? We've been talking for damn near, 3 months, 5 months, damn near? Shit. What you said, Tony?
That shit ain't gonna never happen.
That way it look like
it. It might happen.
That way it look like it.
Well, dog, wait a minute, dog. It took about 4 years for Tate to cue to run. They finally got it off.
At the time, they both had legitimate excuses. Like Tate was saying, if it didn't go off in Mike Hill race, it's very slim it's going to go off. Because, like I said, they both was down there for damn 3 or 4 days apiece now. I got to admit, they didn't get off then. It's kind of fucked up if they didn't get it off then.
But I can say this. Tate was definitely ready. I mean, Tate did all he could do to get that race off at Mike Hill race. I saw that.
Hold up. When Jamie wanted to run Tate, was Tate ready to run Jamie?
Jamie asked Tate to race down there also.
Tate asked Jamie to race down there too. And Tate, okay, hold up, Tony. That's what I'm trying to tell everybody. And I'm not defending Jamie. He come on and defend himself, but y'all don't know what the hell you're talking about. Jamie asked Tate to run too. Tate didn't want to run when Jamie wanted to run. Jamie didn't want to run when Tate wanted to run. That's what I keep trying to tell y'all.
Oh, man. The Mexican standoff.
Both of them motherfuckers had it. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. But everybody on the phone now want to say, Jamie was scared. Jamie asked Tate to race, too. Tate didn't want to race when Jamie wanted to. When Tate asked Jamie to race, he didn't want to race. So what the fuck are we talking about?
But listen, that's when they was on the phone lip boxing. But when they got eye to eye, I mean, they should have went toe-to-toe with it, I feel. I mean, they were both on the same property.
When he came over there, when him and Tate was standing right there behind Tate's car, he had already asked Tate earlier to run. Tate didn't want to run. Right then Jamie didn't want to run. See? So, yeah, if y'all don't know what you're talking about, people need to just be quiet and fuck them. If they don't run, they don't run. Fuck them. But it's both ways. Both of them bag down. Everybody, your teammates, you're going to stand up for your teammate. See, I should be standing up for my teammate one-sided, but I'm not, because I'm going to keep it down the motherfucking middle. I'm going to keep it down the middle. Both of them are one-bagging.
You're supposed to remain neutral, though, dog, for real.
No, I don't. I got to – Jamie, my teammate. Why I got to remain neutral to y'all? Why I got to be neutral to y'all?
You supposed to be neutral, dog.
I'm just asking. Hold up, Tony. Let everybody be quiet because I need to hear this here. Why I got to be neutral? Why should I be neutral in this situation?
Because you the man with the mic. You hold the money. You supposed to be neutral in this here.
I ain't got no goddamn mic. I ain't holding no money. I ain't the damn DB man, and I ain't got no mic.
Listen, do you got that motherfucking pandemic t-shirt? Just tell me that. Huh?
I got a Trigger Man t-shirt, too.
You got an Unfriendly Ghost t-shirt?
Yeah,
you got an Unfriendly Ghost
t-shirt? I got two of them.
All right. Well, I won't see you wear them then.
Well, I wear them when I want to wear them. I might want to just wash my car with the motherfuckers. But I wear them when I want them. Once you give them to me, or I buy them, or you give them to me, I can do what I want with them. They mine then.
Being nasty, dog. Why you being nasty?
No, I'm being fair. I'm just telling the truth. Yeah, people can't stand the truth. See? That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Can't stand the truth. Shit. Like when you went out there, when you run Jamie, to be honest with you, all I want is both y'all to be safe. But I hope he beat the shit out of you, though, Tony. If you beat the shit out of him, I'm going to still laugh the same way. Yeah, I'm going to still laugh.
I know you do. TMR.
You went out there and ran 2-3 other people, right. And I was your DP man. I was your DP man, and you won. When I smiled, when I came on there and paid you your money, when you and your wife come on and got that money, when I smiled, you won. I was happy for you because you'll go out there and race. Any motherfucker that go out there and race, Tony, I got respect for them. They go out there and race. Mm-hmm. You go out there and race. you go out there and race. I respect that. But see, I'm still a Trigger Man fan though. I'm a Trigger Man, my man.
TMR.
Yeah, TMR is my man.
Where is TMR tonight? Is he online? Where he at?
Well, you know, it's some personal stuff going on. You know, there's some shit happened this weekend. And, you know, he kind of taking it kind of rough right now. You know, some shit going on this weekend. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what TMR is talking about?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You know, it's kind of personal to him. It's kind of real close to him. So you know, he's dealing with it right now.
Yeah.
But no, Tony, you one of the motherfuckers that we'll reach. You don't have to go through all that bullshit and nothing. Them the kind of motherfuckers we need. Now, why Tate and Jamie won't race? I don't know. At certain times, to me, I ain't gonna say neither one of them scared, but they both trying to get the advantage, or they both want to be the alpha male. Don't now one of them say, "I made you do this," "I made you do that." That's what I think. That's what I think. You know, we get on the phone. We get on the phone and you know, you supposed to support who you like in public, but you get off on the back line. I done went to Jamie and asked him 100 times, Jamie, why you ain't race this motherfucker? I done did that. Right, what he told me, I ain't gonna tell you what he told me.
What kind of answer did you? I was gonna say what kind of answer did you?
I just said I ain't gonna tell you what he told me, but I sometimes when they be in public going to that shit, Tony, I be wondering, well, damn, why don't you run this motherfucker? Why don't you? Well, he got his reason why he don't. I got to respect what he said. Because I don't know what be going on with his car or what he doing with it or what's going on with it. I don't be knowing. Some shit I know and some shit I don't know. Huh? He scared?
Yeah.
Who said he was scared? Who said he was scared? Yeah, well,
shit.
Cocksucker said something scared to be a man and say what they say. I ain't never seen this many motherfucking men with pussies in my life. All you bitches should have got a pack of damn tampons for your birthday or for Christmas or Thanksgiving or something so you can stick it up your ass because you ain't no man. You said some shit and scared to say it again. Shit. If you think the motherfucker's scared, just say the motherfucker's scared. That's all you got to do. You know, stand up for what you believe in. Stop hiding behind the goddamn dress, nigga.
That's what I be telling you, dog, when you know what you're talking about.
Damn, kid done fucked right in and fell off. You better call right. Yeah.
I'll be telling you what the fuck we talking about me. Behind
your back.
The line.
That's right. Yeah. Just say what you're going to say. Shit. I respect any man that say what he's going to say to my face. Don't talk about me behind my back. Shit. Scared by you a motherfucking dog. You don't. You need one. I'll learn you one of mine. Yeah, but Tony, we don't need motherfuckers like you on these shows because you're a good guy. We don't need any of the good guys on here. We already got enough fucked up people on there. We don't need you on here getting fucked up in the mind.
No, I just listen, bro. I just kick back and listen to y'all, that's all.
Just seeing who he was the other day.
You don't need to be on this shit. You can call him up if you want to raise the motherfucker. He going to raise the motherfucker, that's going to be it. He ain't about all that bullshit, all that old fake shit. He just come on and lock in and he ready to race. Damn, kid, you fell off and got right back on. You got lucky, kid. Your ass fell off and got right back on.
You look like a protection guy.
You made it back, kid.
You look like a protection guy, dog.
Like they went out? Home, what you say?
You look like a protection guy. Aaron Rodriguez and all them.
Oh. Well, you know, I don't know why, Jamie. As much as animosity they claim they got with each other, I don't know how that race didn't get locked in just for the sake of trying to shut one of them's mouth. That's, I don't understand how that race didn't get locked in.
Mm-hmm.
I got that much goddamn argument with a motherfucker, and we on the same property. Some kind of way, if my car crank up, we going to run.
I'm just letting y'all get your heads up, dog. Zane Wilson about to get ready to play in a minute.
Oh, man.
Who that now? Oh, I know. Damn, I ain't thinking about that game right now. Oh, I'm finna get off here in a few minutes because ain't nobody else on here talking about nothing. Everybody teaming up on me tonight. I ain't got no bag up tonight. All these cocksuckers down south, they just sitting back listening. All these bitch ass. And if y'all listen, the morning show, the south South Morning Show. Yeah. Do not call me in the morning waking me the fuck up. Don't call me, bitches. Do not call me.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to talk to none of you cocksucking motherfuckers over there on the South Morning Show.
You get,
don't call me.
Then you get double-teamed and shit.
No, double-triple-teamed, man. It's by nine of them, kids. By nine of them.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I ain't got no motherfucker. I ain't got no help over here. Got to fight everybody by myself.
Lord have mercy.
Motherfucker.
Goddamn revolution.
Nigga. Oh, I know. Since the show finna go out, now they don't want to fuck with me now. They only fuck with me because of the
man.
Show. All right. I got a trick for you bitch-made niggas.
Oh,
I
man.
Got a trick for you motherfuckers.
In other words, they getting one-sided.
Yeah, they been one-sided, kid. But the only thing about it, I know it, though. See, I know it. See, as long as I know a motherfucker one side, I can deal with him. Ain't no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I know a motherfucker.
Then you get that podcast going. We're going to have you live set up in your room with the TV and stuff.
Well, I might not. I don't know. And like I said, it ain't like I'm getting paid for this shit.
That's when the donation come in.
I do this shit for help them. I do this shit to help entertain. Mm-hmm. Some people ain't got nothing to do. Some people look forward to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're
gonna buddy up with Drag Illustrated. Good racing taking over.
Oh, man, not Wes Buck.
Yeah, we're gonna team up with Wes Buck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wes Buck. Wes Buck. He was trying to do something, but see, the reason I don't want to get in no shit like that is because I done got old enough now. It's gonna be hard for me to take orders from a motherfucker. I'm used to doing shit to what I want to do. Yeah, it's hard for me to take orders from a motherfucker. So you start getting that kind of shit, you got to do.
They wouldn't be doing nothing but making America great again.
There you go, that bullshit. You're trying to slide that political shit in there, kid. I done told you about that bullshit, kid. But anyhow, since y'all started talking, anybody got that? None but the North, they're going to get on my ass now. Oh, the North on the show, this him, man.
Hey,
kid.
All I have to do is start the show on kid.
All right, but anyway, Big Tony, you got a thing you got to put
man.
Out, Tony. What's in the plans for pandemic next year, Tony? What's in the plans for pandemic next year, Tony?
We'll be at the first race, March the 1st, Mike Hale. Looking for some action. Oh,
okay.
Man.
All right.
Goddamn March Madness.
Big pandemic.
Carolina Dragway. We're going to be there.
Right
don't
on,
care
right
nothing
on.
About them. Don't care who want action. We're going to give it to them. Oh, shit.
All right. That's Tony Harris. That's big pandemic, y'all. That's from the DMV.
That's Black Gold.
Hey,
that's Black
hey,
Gold's
and
neighborhood.
And you. Willie, you know we will lock the fuck in. We don't play no games.
That's Black Gold's neighborhood.
That's why I say I didn't want you on there getting contaminated with all the bullshit ass niggas on here. I know you will.
Mm-hmm.
I know you will. Yeah.
Boss Hogg.
Yeah. Because when you went out there to run Jamie, on that run you run Jamie, you hadn't even shook your car down good or wasn't ready, but you still put your money up and went out there and ran him there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know you wasn't ready. I know you wasn't really ready, but you said, fuck it, I done locked it in now. I'm going to go on and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ain't no more drag race.
That's all?
Yeah, see, kid,
ain't
I know,
give
man,
him Sunday.
Like I said, that wasn't my business. He said he was going to go on out there and do it. I know he wanted to make a
mm-hmm.
shakedown before he did it, but he said, fuck it, he went on out there. And on that race, he got his ass whooped, but he got his car right.
Come on, show.
He slapped the shit out of Jamie in back, though. So they slapped each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to tell everybody.
Came up short in one.
Yeah, that's right.
6-7 in the next one.
Then we got to run Sweetness one more time for our reunion, our anniversary.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sweetness might be sold, might be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
really?
So, okay. Yeah. I said it might be now. It might be so, but then you slap the shit out of them too, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh man, not Mike Healing, the boss.
Yeah, you slap the shit out of them too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
I like
hey,
that.
Man,
that was a good movie.
And them my boys too. Them my boys too, though. Well, shit.
Yeah, they good
mm-hmm.
out of them.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing personal. You know how that shit go.
Right. Well, it's not that. Don't take it personal.
Right.
But like I said, they knocked on our door. Well, traded with Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I want them.
It don't make no difference who knocked on the door, as long as there's somebody there to open it.
Got a point there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna start off, got that monster first, and try it again.
Yep. March Madness.
Right on. I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina Dragway.
For all y'all that don't know, that's Tony Harris, y'all. Owner and operator of
Pandemic.
Yeah.
The report.
That's right.
It is snow.
So what happened, you okay?
Oh, my bad, dog. I forgot my man Mike's on. Somebody damn snow out here.
Oh, man,
yeah,
you must be up in Michigan.
You
up in Michigan, all man? You up here?
Nah, I'm in Tennessee. I'm headed up that way, though.
Oh, well, they got something waiting on you whenever you get there.
Well, I ain't going to Michigan. I'm going to Iowa.
Oh, okay. Well, that's close enough.
Well, all right. Well, with that being said, guys, if anybody got there, we finna get on out of here tonight. Like I said, we got some personal shit to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
get that squad away.
It's my ongoing shit, so it ain't nothing. 10 on 100. Whoever said that, you need to go out there and get your lady off that $20 Kona then if you're going to make $100.
Oh,
she
man.
She on that $10 Kona. Whoever that.
Damn.
10 on 100. And the bitch ain't going to make that much money on that $10 Kona. She's going to have to do a lot of fucking to make up that 100.
Oh, man. Especially if it's chilly.